that injury. So, you know, like a Porter or a Payton, even Iguodala, you know, guys who are getting some court time now and might get back out there for this series. The Celtics have had less time to heal. Rob Williams, definitely a big question. There's a lot of it playing against Boston, and if they really can't handle the moment, then, yeah, Golden State could roll to yet another title and further cement that dynasty. But I really feel like the Seas, they're plucky. They're really plucky, and not only that, but they got that high-end talent. You know, that match of intangibles doesn't happen all that often in the game, and I really think that they can give it a go. So, I mean, I'm going to say Celtics in six. I'm real excited. You know, it's been 12 years since my team's been in the finals. It's been 14 since they've won one. We're just kind of, you know, happy to be here at this point. But I think the Seas, they really do have a shot against Golden State, and if they can take it in six, they'll be on the home floor at TD Garden. Oh, man, that'd be nice.
And, Sean, 30 seconds left. You said the Celtics win in six. Who wins finals MVP and why?
Well, if Jason Tatum is really a top five player in the NBA, then this is going to be where he shows it to the whole nation. We'll see if he's big enough for the moment. He overshot, you know, a couple times. There's a national TV game where KG's number was retired, where he threw up a bad one against Dallas. Let's see if he can do it with the spotlight on him in the NBA Finals of all places.
Thank you very much, Sean. He is Sean Silver of 98.5 The Sports Hub. He is picking the Celtics to beat the Warriors in six games. And coming up next, Brendan and I will break down the entire series and give you our picks as well. Stick with us here on the Diehards.
Like me, you've been hearing a lot about burials and cremation lately. It's kind of a sad thought, but thousands of these poor souls have to be stored in these big refrigerator trucks, waiting sometimes weeks before they can be put to rest. And then the average funeral cost is over 10 grand. I don't have that kind of money just lying around, do you? Everyone has the right to die with dignity, and an affordable burial policy can be had for as little as a dollar a day. Call Final Expense Network for a free quote. They shop for affordable rates from brand-name companies, folks you've heard of. One call and you get coverage to finish well. You can even name your church as a beneficiary. Come on, you have loved ones. Don't leave them at the last hour of their need. Call now, 800-589-0470. That's the Final Expense Network at 800-589-0470. Finish well. Make a quick call to 800-589-0470. 800-589-0470.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-858-6811. 800-858-6811. 800-858-6811. That's 800-858-6811.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
You're listening to The Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and John Lyons.
Welcome back in to The Diehards, final segment, final long segment. I'm John Lyons alongside Brendan Conley. We're going to talk all things NBA Finals. Celtics versus Warriors. I want to start off just with some basic, so two regular season matchups this year, but to me, agree or disagree, I don't think they really have any bearing on the finals.
Well, I think we're looking at two completely different teams from where they were with the last time they played. Obviously, Boston has embarked on this incredible journey the second half of the season where they emerged as arguably the best team in the league after a pedestrian start. Golden State has gotten healthy as the year's gotten along and gotten better as the playoffs have shaken out. So we're looking at two totally different teams. I think we're going to see a very competitive series. I'm hoping it goes seven games. It should be interesting because if we're looking at their past history, sample size dictates that this will be a tight series based on their games.
Yeah, like that first regular season game, there was no Al Horford, no Grant Williams, no Jordan Poole, no Klay Thompson. The second one, Steph Curry got hurt on that Marcus Smart diving for the loose ball, a little controversial.
Steve Kerr was a little unhappy with that, if I recall.
Right, but he didn't play most of that game, so yeah, I really can't put a lot. The health concerns, I think, could play into this series because Robert Williams, he has that torn meniscus. To me, he did not look like himself at all in game six or seven. Marcus Smart looked all right, but he still hobbled with that ankle and foot injuries.
He's still going to fight through it. He came out today, and during his press conference, he said it was a serious injury. Said he was kind of hobbled a little bit, having a hard time walking, but he was going to fight through it. And within about half an hour, the Celtics injury report came out, and they listed just Robert Williams on said injury report.
Yeah, and like I said, Williams could be huge because, to me, Marcus Smart won Defensive Player of the Year, but Robert Williams has been just as impactful defensively for the Celtics this year. So if he's hobbled like he was in Game 6 and 7 against Miami, that is a blow for Boston.
Yeah, I mean, just him physically, he's a whole different, he has a whole other component to the game and makes it so much harder on opposing offenses to drive to the hoop. But he's, you mentioned it last game, game before that, he's clearly hobbled. He's not running at full strength. The burst isn't there. He's not catching and slamming dunks like we're accustomed to seeing. He's clearly hurt.
Yeah, and for the Warriors, they have their own share range. So Gary Payton II, he's been out since the Memphis series with that broken elbow, but now there's reports he could be a game-time decision in Game 1 after a broken elbow. Good for him. He is arguably their best bench defender. I don't think he's arguably their best bench defender. He is their best defender coming off the bench. One of the better defenders on the team. Otto Porter Jr. is out. Andre Iguodala is out. Both of them could return. We'll see. But I think the story, obviously, is going to be the guys on the court. But this group of injured guys, whichever team gets the most out of them, huge advantage this year, just because how impactful each individual guy is.
Well, yeah, and the Celtics have been clearly monitoring Robert Williams' progression. Ime Udoka came out the other day and said they're taking it one day at a time. He's getting better each and every day, but he's still dealing with soreness. And if we saw it, it looked like it really was hindering him over the last couple of games. So if they want to succeed and end up winning an NBA title, I think the Celtics are going to need Robert Williams to come back out this series at full strength at some point.
Now, look, both of these teams, especially the Celtics, do a ton of switching on defense. But let's just look at guards, forward, center. So you have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and then you have Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. I think that's a fascinating backcourt matchup.
Oh, yeah. More ways than you can think about it. I would still pick Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in that matchup. I think they're the top two players in the series, arguably. If not, I mean, you could add Jason Tatum to the mix as well, maybe the second best. But I think that's definitely the matchup to watch. Those guard combos are going to dictate the entire series.
Yeah, and I think Jaylen Brown is the most important player in the series. Now, look, Jason Tatum is the best player on the Celtics, and I think he's going to be good. If Jaylen Brown can be the guy that can score 30, 35, he had a 40-point game against Miami, and not turn it over, because that was the issue. He had a 40-point game against Miami, and he had seven turnovers that game. So if he can be the guy that can give you 25 a night and not turn it over seven times, then I think the Celtics, that will be the big reason why they win. Because to have someone with Tatum scoring at that volume, then the Warriors run into big trouble.
Yeah, you just have to keep up. And I think Tatum's going to get his usual 25 to 35 points a game. Can Jaylen Brown match up with Klay Thompson? Can he put up that 25 to 30 points a game that you're desperately going to need? Is Marcus Smart going to be able to battle through this injury, put up the 15 to 20 points a game you'll need from him to battle against Wiggins and against Jordan Poole when one of them steps up? It's pretty even all the way down the board, I think. And you mentioned it. Injuries are going to be the biggest difference here.
Yeah, and the guards, I agree with you. I do give the edge to Golden State, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson over Smart and Brown. But I think that's closer than a lot of people think, especially because Klay looked great in Game 6 against Memphis. He's looked a lot better. I still don't know if he's all the way back from those two major injuries. He's close. I don't know if he's the Klay consistently that we're used to in the past.
I mean, like with any athlete, if you go through an injury like that, and he's gone through a couple, you're not going to be the same guy immediately when you come back. He's progressing towards that, I would say. We saw some of his play defensively early on in the playoffs. It wasn't as good as it used to be, for sure. He wasn't as clean shooting-wise, but he's gotten better as it's gone along, and he had arguably some of his best games in the Western Conference Finals.
Now, the guard matchup is really fun. The forward matchup might be the most fascinating of the series, because you have Jason Tatum and Al Horford against Andrew Wiggins, who you just mentioned, and Draymond Green. I think, look, Tatum is the best player of that group, no doubt, but Andrew Wiggins has been playing great. Al Horford has been a massive boost for the Celtics. I mean, that game 4 against Milwaukee just can't get out of my mind. But then Draymond Green, I mean, that dude's arguably a Hall of Famer, too.
He's arguably the best defender in the series, but I think that's going to be key, too, seeing Al Horford. Can he stretch the floor? Can he make guys like Draymond Green, who are one of the biggest guys that the Warriors have, come out to defend the perimeter and allow more shooting lane options for the Celtics? I think there's options there, but they'll have to get creative.
And I think Al Horford is a really interesting case, because if you look at the end of the series against Miami, he was doing a lot of things off the floor, I'm sorry, on the defensive end of the floor that were really impactful. I think he had a couple huge blocks to me in that Game 7 against Miami.
I think he's playing the best basketball of his last 10 years, arguably.
You're right, and I agree. My issue is it felt like offensively in Game 7, a little bit Game 6, he looked a little tired. Shot wasn't quite falling. He was front-rimming some of them, so I do worry. Is the fatigue going to catch up with the 35-year-old?
They were sitting him and managing his minutes during the course of the season. He didn't really have to play as much in some of those later games because they were just dominating so much. During this playoff run, they had that sweep to start the playoffs against the Nets, and they had that nice break. But then you had these two gauntlet series following that, so you could see why it's picking up on
They've played 14 games in the past just over 3 weeks, and those 14 games, 7 of them were against Milwaukee, 7 of them against Miami.
And they're somewhat physical teams, if I recall.
Yes, and you mentioned Draymond Green, arguably the best defensive player in this series. What I think is going to happen is the Warriors are going to do everything they can to get situations where Draymond is on Tatum. And if they can get Draymond on Tatum, yes, Tatum is quicker, more athletic, but Draymond Green is a phenomenal defensive player, better than Wiggins. I think that could end up being – I think Jaylen Brown is the key player in the series, but that matchup is going to be one of the most fascinating to watch, because if Tatum can take advantage of that, Celtics will win. If Green can slow him down, Warriors win.
What do you think about Draymond Green's comments earlier in the week where he predicted the Celtics were going to win? People were somewhat up in arms about that at some point.
I think he was playing chess, not checkers, to motivate Miami to extend the series a little bit and beat the Celtics up. So good for him on that. I give him credit for that. At center, you have Robert Williams, you have Kevon Looney. To me, if both are healthy, I give the edge to Robert Williams. The problem is,
he's not healthy.
I give the edge to Kevon Looney because of that. And I think if Williams can come in, maybe these extra days, because look, they have 3 days off before game one. They have 2 days off in between every game except games 3 and 4. There's only 1 day in between. But there's a lot of extra rest. That will help Robert Williams. I don't know the way he looked in game 7 if that will help him enough to give the edge over Kevon Looney.
Yeah, just seeing how he looked, he was definitely slowed down in the last couple of games of the Heat series. So, I mean, just having him out there is going to definitely help. I think you would prefer to have him out there even for 10 to 15 minutes, because that will prevent Daniel Tice from getting in foul trouble early on in the game, give you more options to work with. But, I mean, you'd prefer to see him at full strength, because when he is, the Celtics are just about unstoppable.
So I give the Warriors the advantage at guard and center. I give it to the Celtics at forward. The other advantage I give the Celtics, though, is off the bench. Look, Golden State has Jordan Poole. He averages 18 points a game, and he's continued that in the playoffs. He's playing 30 minutes a night. But the Celtics, Derek White, especially over the last week and a half, has been a revelation. He had 10 points per game in the Miami series, games 4, 5, and 6.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
Very pleasant good evening to you, and it really is a pleasant evening here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Gorgeous weather tonight, and welcome to the month of June. The Las Vegas Aviators are playing host to the San Francisco Giants AAA affiliate. They are the Sacramento RiverCats. This has been the most successful stretch for the Aviators so far in 2022. They played 49 games, and they've won 27 and lost 21. And last night's dramatic come-from-behind victory was their fifth straight win, and it enabled them to go six games over 500 for the first time this year. The Aviators have a small lead, and they are in first place over Salt Lake in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. And so we'll see. We'll check the scoreboard later on and see what's happening around the rest of the league. But yesterday, if you missed it, you missed what Fran Reardon, the Las Vegas manager, called the most exciting game of the year. And the Aviators, believe me, have been in some exciting games. The Aviators were down 7-3 in the ninth inning with one out. They were two outs away from losing, down by four runs. They had already left 17 men on base, and they just kept wasting chances all over the place. But with only two outs to spare, Billy McKinney hit a grand slam, and that tied the game. And then in the 11th inning, Dermis Garcia lined a single to center, scoring Nick Allen with the game winner. And in 11 innings, the Aviators beat the RiverCats 8-7. A heartbreaking loss for Sacramento and a huge win in front of a crowd, a paid crowd of 6,752. Expecting a similar-sized crowd tonight. For this one, Game 2, RiverCats are now going to start left-hander Joey Marciano, but he is considered what is now known, one of the more modern baseball terms, an opener. He's only going to face five or six hitters. That's it. And then he'll be replaced, and the fellow who was supposed to start the game, Tristan Beck, will come in, and then they'll just kind of go from there with the rest of the bullpen. Las Vegas will turn to their ace, their winningest pitcher, Jared Koenig, 4-2 with one of the best earned run averages in the league at 2.30. And arguably Koenig's best game was a game he pitched against this team in Sacramento May 7th. Six shutout innings, allowing only two hits. He retired 17 of 20 with a walk and 10 strikeouts and dominant right from the beginning. So Koenig, who had no decision in his last start in Tacoma but threw seven shutout innings, is going to go for his fifth win. He does lead the Aviators with four victories. Our pregame guest is Vince Fernandez, Las Vegas outfielder, who got off to a slow start. He had not been playing regularly, and he's always been a regular player throughout his career. But more recently, Fernandez has picked it up. He's now up to 275 with three homers and 10 batted in, had two more hits yesterday. And so Vince, who has roots in the Rockies organization, will be our pregame guest. That chat coming up right after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Visiting with Las Vegas Aviators outfielder Vince Fernandez today on the pregame show. Vince, first of all, let's discuss yesterday's game, which was probably about as exciting a game as the team has played this year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, those are fun games to be a part of. Those are all the games, you know, you want to be a part of. You know, it's always fun when you're winning tight ball games. You know, those are the best.
Well, you know, Billy hits the grand slam to tie the game, but it was preceded by a pretty great at-bat by Dalton Kelly, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I was on second base, man, and he grinded that bat. Coming off the bench, you know, just passing the baton. That's, you know, we've been really well with that. You know, there's no selfish guys here. We've been, you know, we've been pulling our weight, and, you know, it's been fun to watch. And, you know, it was a great at bat. And that, you know, that, those are momentum shifters for sure. And, you know, we end up winning the ball game. And for little things like that, you know, those are big momentum shifters.
How did it start for you when you were a kid? And how did your appreciation and passion for baseball develop?
You know, I think anyone, you kind of gravitate towards what maybe you feel like you're best at. And then, you know, just the coaches over the years, I've had, you know, some great coaches, some very old school coaches that, you know, you play the game hard, you play the game the right way. And yeah, you know, this game is just so challenging and it keeps you coming back for more. So I think that's, you know, the big motivating part for it. We know how hard it is, and you can be on top of the world one day, and then the next day you can be at the lowest of the low. And you know, that's what you got to love about this game. You got to love the grind, you got to love the ups and the downs, and you know, that's why I love it.
All right, I would imagine that when I hear old school coaches, I think of things like keep an even keel, don't get too high or too low, things like that. Is that about right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was, when I was with the Rockies, you know, one of our outfield coordinators, the biggest thing he preached was, you know, be the same guy every day. You know, you can't, you know, show too much emotion when it's good or when it's bad, because, you know, you got to play the next day. And, you know, like you said, is whatever guy you are, be the same, try to be the same guy every day and be as consistent as you can. Because if you want consistency on the field, you know, at the plate, you got to be a consistent person on and off the field as well to kind of go with that.
Well, you mentioned consistency, which leads me to my next question. You have been swinging the bat measurably better lately. And I wanted to get into why. Is it a comfort thing? Is it more at bats that your timing is better? What is it?
You know, to be honest, you know, from the time I can remember when I started baseball up until 2019, I was a guy that, you know, I played every day. And then since 2019, I've been a guy that, you know, coming off the bench, spot starting, coming in and pinch hitting. And, you know, I think, you know, just knowing that, and just knowing that, hey, you know, you never know when this could be your last game. So, you know, I just want to go out there and not put too much pressure on myself and genuinely just have fun. You know, I mean, when you're trying to earn your stripes, you know, and when you're playing once, twice a week, you know, you can't think about, you know, trying to have some crazy game. It's just genuinely going out there and just having fun, putting a smile on your face and just trying to go compete and win ball games.
Vince Fernandez joining us on today's pregame show. Vince scores a certificate from Hash House of Go-Go. Vince, enjoy it, and thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Vince Fernandez joining us once again, and we will have the starting lineups for you next right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Department of Public Safety and Transportation.
Tracy, line one is looking for a quote on a mini split.
Crazy spring temperatures are heating up Dwight HVAC phone lines.
Next week we're booked solid.
If they don't find more technicians, they'll be in hot water.
How are we down 3 technicians in the past 3 weeks?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 2 working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Welcome on back. All right, now, here's the starting lineup for the visiting Sacramento RiverCats. They're the San Francisco Giants AAA team, and they are skippered by Dave Brundage. They're 22 and 27 so far this year, and they have lost 5 of 7 in head-to-head matchups with Las Vegas. The RiverCats lead off with switch-hitting center fielder Bryce Johnson. Batting second is the third baseman, Kevin Padlow. Hitting third and right, Austin Dean. The cleanup hitter is the designated hitter, Johnny Pereda. Batting fifth at first base for Sacramento tonight, Wyatt Matheson. In the sixth spot, second baseman, Isan Diaz. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ricardo Genovese. Hitting eighth in left field, Ka'ai Tom. And batting ninth, the switch-hitting shortstop, Archimedes Gamboa. The starter, Joey Marciano's 3-0 as a reliever with a 2.79 ERA. Will only face 5 or 6 hitters and then will come out. The Las Vegas Aviators lineup will come up after this next break. And that wraps up the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show for tonight. Now, we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Las Vegas Aviators baseball in the Pacific Coast League hosting the Sacramento RiverCats. The Aviators trying for their 6th straight win. And we'll be back to start the game right after this.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
High prices keeping you awake at night? I can solve both those problems with great prices and great sleep. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you'll save big at the Best Mattress Memorial Day sale. Our sleep experts will help you find the sleep system with the latest technology that's perfect for the way you sleep. Plus, get a free adjustable base with the purchase of a qualified Serta, Sealy, or Beautyrest mattress. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
All right, welcome back, and here we are. Game two of a six-game series, game two of a nine-game homestand. The Aviators getting set to take the field right now. Russ Langer here, Matt Nevert alongside, will be joining us a little later in the broadcast. The lineup for the home team Aviators, managed by Fran Reardon. They're the Oakland A's AAA team with a record of 27-21, and they've won five in a row entering tonight. For Las Vegas, leading off in right field, Billy McKinney. Batting second is the first baseman on Major League Rehab, Stephen Vogt. Hitting third, the designated hitter is Dermese Garcia. The cleanup man is third baseman Matt Davidson. Hitting fifth, the shortstop Bimael Machin. In the sixth spot, second baseman Jonah Bride. Batting seventh and catching, Shea Langeliers. In the eighth slot, the center fielder Vince Fernandez. And batting ninth in left field will be Dalton Kelly. Again on the mound, Jared Koenig. Four wins and two defeats. One of the top ERAs in the league, 2.30. Salt Lake's Jake Kalish is actually pitching right now for the Bees, has the best ERA entering the day at 1.60. So Koenig going against Sacramento here. And again, as we said in the pregame show, Koenig has been a hot pitcher anyway, but especially in the last, I mean, he's never had a start when he's given up more than three earned runs, and that's only happened twice and was both on the road. Koenig has especially enjoyed the home cooking. His last start here was May 13th when he beat Salt Lake, becoming the first Aviator pitcher to pitch eight innings in a start. He allowed one run earned on a home run, a solo home run. He only allowed three hits, walk one, struck out 10. And he beat Tacoma here on April 30th. And then the last time he lost was here against El Paso, April 22nd. And so it's well over a month. And even then, he only allowed two earned runs on three hits and five innings in that game. So here we go. Jared Koenig from Aptos, California, Central California. When the team was in Sacramento, they made the drive over. A lot of friends and family did that. And Jared, who sports a low 90s fastball, get up there around 93, 92, 93, sometimes 94. And a couple of different breaking balls and a straight changeup. He's going after Bryce Johnson to open things up now. Johnson is a switch hitter who will start off, of course, batting right-handed against the southpaw, Jared Koenig. And we wait because there's no first base coach for the River Cats. And now a first base coach. I believe that's Jason Krizan over there. He's going to coach first. Played yesterday and coaching first today. First pitch of the game. Fastball up and away. Ball one. 1-0 to Bryce Johnson. Johnson is hitting .325 with a home run and 11 batted in. He also leads the team with a dozen steals. So he's a tough out. And once he's on, he's tough to throw out. Pitch is up and away. It's 2-0 on Bryce Johnson. Johnson in last night's game was 1-for-5 with a bunt single and a run scored. He hits a fly ball to right, shallow. McKinney angling to the lines, got a play, makes a one-handed catch, and that's how the ball game begins. Fly out to right by Johnson. One out for Kevin Padlow. We'll have a peek now at the Aviators' defensive setup behind their ace, Jared Koenig. Stephen Vogt at first. Jonah Bride at second. Vimal Machin at short. Matt Davidson's at third. Dalton Kelly in left. Our pregame guest, Vince Fernandez, is in center. Over on right, Billy McKinney. Shea Langeliers catching for Jared Koenig, who throws ball one to Kevin Padlow. Padlow hitting .228. Eight homers and 10 batted in. Earlier this season, he was in the Seattle system at Tacoma. Pitch fouled off, and it's one ball and one strike. Last night's game, Padlo played first base and batted cleanup. Tonight he's playing third base and batting second. And so Padlo waiting, right-handed batter, holds the bat high over the right shoulder. The 1-1. He swings at that changeup and fouls it back, 82 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes on Kevin Padlo. Plate umpire tonight is Austin Jones. First base ump is Takehito Matsuda. And at third base, Eduardo Ruiz. One ball and two strikes on Padlo. Rivercats struggling. They've lost five of the last six games. And again, a heartbreaking loss for them last night here. There's a high foul to the right that's going to go back out of play. And it's a ball and two strikes still on Kevin Padlo. So Jared Koenig just sparkling numbers across the board. He's thrown 47 innings to lead the team, only 35 hits. So the league is only hitting 205 against him. There's a line drive base hit to right. One hop for McKinney who gets it back in. So Padlo takes a fastball at 92 miles an hour, the opposite way for the first hit of the game. And the batter is the former St. Louis Cardinal, the right-handed hitting Sacramento right fielder Austin Dean. Anyway, for Koenig, he's walked only 13 batters this year while striking out 56 in 47 innings. Here's Austin Dean, one on, one out in the top of the first. Dean batted sixth in last night's game and was 2-for-4 with a two-run home run and an RBI single. Drove in three runs. Pitch foul back. Fastball, strike one, 0-1. So he talked a lot about the great at-bat by Dalton Kelly and the grand slam by Billy McKinney, but what cannot be overlooked about last night's dramatic Aviators win was the tremendous job done by the Las Vegas bullpen last night. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way, and that pitch is right in there for a strike. Fastball at 88, 0-2. Aaron Brown, Miguel Romero, who hadn't pitched in 3 weeks, Ryan Castellani and Kirby Snead combined for six shutout innings, allowing only one hit. I mean, they were tremendous. Here's the 0-2 to Austin Dean now. And a breaking ball, foul back, overhand curve at 78 miles an hour. The count stays 0-2 on Austin Dean. The designated hitter, right-handed hitting Johnny Pareda, is on deck. Shadows have covered the entire infield and just about the entire outfield. There's a streak of light in right field where Billy McKinney is, and that extends into the right field corner. The 0-2, fastball inside, a double leg straightener, a ball and two strikes, keeping Dean honest right there, that heat coming inside. But the Aviators begin the day in first place, half a game up on Salt Lake. 1.5 ahead of Reno, 5.5 up on Sacramento, and 10 ahead of Tacoma. This is the 49th game of the year. The 1-2 on the way. There's a chopper foul to the third base dugout, and it's still 1-2 on Austin Dean. Again, Koenig's last start, and he was trying to win his fifth straight start, and he pitched well enough to win, but didn't get any support. He went seven innings in Tacoma, no runs, three hits. Walked three, struck out nine, threw a season-high 108 pitches. So he's very well stretched out. The 1-2, there's a ground ball to the hole. It's short, and Machine can't get it. And so Kelly picks it up and gets it back in. Ground ball has simply eluded Machine. And that base hit puts runners at first and second with one out for the DH, Johnny Pareda. So there's some regulars not in the lineup tonight, is generally the case. A lot of shuffling. Austin Allen, Nick Allen, Drew Jackson, Christian Lopes, Nate Mondu, for example, all with the night off, at least to start the game. Two on with one out, and Johnny Pareda, who did not appear in last night's series opener, coming up. Pareda hitting .265 in 68 at-bats. No homers in seven batted, and he's a catcher, DHing. Right-handed batter, the stretch, and the pitch. A good cutter, swung on and missed, strike one, 0-1. Pitch coming down and in toward his back foot. One strike to count. The River Cats of Sacramento. Long history of successful PCL action since they opened up shop back in the year 2000. Transferring from Vancouver, B.C. Pitch is up and in. One ball and one strike to count on Pareda. Pareda is from San Juan, Venezuela. He's out of the Red Sox organization, and he is 26 now, 6'1", 200 pounds. Giants signed him as a minor league free agent just before Christmas. infield, a double play depth. Koenig checks his runners, comes back with a 1-1. That breaking ball low and inside. Ball two, 2-1 on Pareda. Third, first baseman Wyatt Matheson is on deck. So Dave Brundage, the Sacramento manager, doing the same as Fran Reardon, shuffling things up, moving guys in and out of the lineup. Pareda waiting, wearing number 9 in the back of his jet black jersey. And the look by Koenig, and the 2-1 is on the way. Changeup up and away. Ball three. Three balls and one strike on Pareda. Koenig, tall left-hander, toes the rubber. Jared is 6'5", 235, 28 years old. Here's the 3-1. He steps off and looks the runner. Padlo back to second base with no throw. Third game of the series will be tomorrow night at 7:05 on $2 beer night. Koenig rotates the ball behind his back slowly to the stretch. Here is the 3-1 pitch to Pareda. Fastball right down the middle for a strike. 3-2. So Pareda steps out, takes a look around. Third base coach is Holbert Cabrera. And it's hard to believe it's been 20 years, but he did play for the Las Vegas 51s over at Cashman Field when they were a Dodger affiliate. Holbert Cabrera from Columbia. 3-2 fastball foul back. He was late on that pitch at 92. 3-2 still. And again, coaching first is infielder Jason Krizan. 3-2 on Johnny Pareda. The outfield straight away in medium depth. Center fielder Fernandez, step or two toward right center. No real breeze to speak of at the outset here. 3-2. Koenig set and the pitch. Fastball grounded foul outside first. Another fastball. That was at 90. And again, Pareda late and fought it off. The count stays 3-2. Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. We'll get to all of that for you. And later on, the Ted Weens trivia question. All the good stuff for you right here. Koenig with a new ball, checking sides again. Johnson flied out to right to begin this ball game, and then singles by Kevin Padlo and Austin Dean. And here's the 3-2 again to Johnny Pareda. Koenig lets it fly. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's called making your pitch. He threw him a series of fastballs on a 3-2, then came in with that slider at 85, and he got his man. Nice pitch. First strikeout for Koenig. Two outs. The right-handed hitting first baseman Wyatt Matheson is up. Matheson did not hit yesterday. He did come in late in the game at third base for David Villar. So this is his first plate appearance of the series. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Matheson, who's from Corpus Christi, was in three different organizations last year. The Diamondbacks, actually four Diamondbacks, Seattle, Tampa, and the Giants. Moved around as much as you can move around in one season. Fastball in there for a strike. And it's 0-2 on Wyatt Matheson. Two strikes the count. Matheson at 161. Three homers and seven batted in. Padlo off second. Dean at first with two down. Here's the 0-2. Koenig, a glance at the runners. Here's his pitch. And the breaking ball low and in. It's a good two-strike pitch, but Matheson not tempted. So the count is a ball and two strikes now. Again, working from the third base side of the rubber. Koenig stares in. Langoliers offers up a sign. And now a target. The 1-2. The runners go. And the pitch is low. Check swing. They appeal. And no swing over at first, says Takahito Matsuda. Austin Dean bluffed at first. The runner at second, Padlo, raced to third, and he steals third base. It is a two-ball, two-strike count on Wyatt Matheson. And Matheson, wearing number 13, deep in the batter's box, straight-up stance. Wide-open stance as well. Holds about high over that right shoulder. First and third, two down. Koenig's 2-2 pitch. Ready, and here he comes. Fastball, that's too high. Now he's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 to Wyatt Matheson. So Dean at first will run on the pitch with two down. So a flyout, a strikeout, two singles, and a stolen base. 3-2 to count. Koenig stretches again. Dean at first takes his lead. He goes on the 3-2. Fastball is just inside. Ball four. Koenig thought he had a strike. He did not. That loads the bases. So Matheson hitting 161 up with an 0-2 count draws a walk anyway. That loads the bases now. And the batter is the left-hand hitting second baseman Isan Diaz. Steve Connolly, the Las Vegas Aviators pitching coach, is walking out to the mound. And there's somebody getting up already in the bullpen. It's really a surprise to see this early. With Koenig out there. That's Grant Holmes throwing in the bullpen. So, bases are loaded with two down. Now, obviously, the Aviators are spying something here about Koenig early on. And Isan Diaz getting set to come up. And a meeting being broken up now by the plate ump, Austin Jones. Austin Jones is at the mound and nobody's going anywhere. Now, finally, the meeting is broken up. Conley has had his say. Langeliers goes back behind the plate. Diaz is hitting 208 since he was with the Marlins AAA team, Jacksonville, but he only had seven at-bats. So if he added up, he's at 208 with six homers and 14 batted in. Lefty on lefty, bases loaded, two outs. The pitch is way outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes on second baseman Isan Diaz. Diaz had a nice opener last night. 3-for-4, two singles and a double, two runs scored. He also walked on one occasion. Last at bat, Kirby Snead struck him out. Here comes the 1-0 with the bases filled and two down. And that pitch missed somewhere, I guess. Ball two. It is 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Isan Diaz. Koenig again rotates the ball behind his back. Collects the sign from Langeliers. The three Rivercats runners take their leads. Strike on the outside corner with a fastball. 2-1 on Diaz. Koenig trying to get through the first inning, which is seldom a problem for him. He's thrown 31 pitches here. Here's the 2-1 stretch. Diaz waits and the pitch. Breaking ball right down Broadway. Strike two called. 2-2. Diaz is from Puerto Rico. He turned 26 a few days ago. Lefty on lefty again. Padlo off third for Sacramento. Dean off second. Matheson off first. Koenig's 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with a slider. So Koenig, rare first inning jitters, but he gets through. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left, and at the end of half an inning of play, Sacramento nothing, Las Vegas against Joey Marciano and company coming up.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape. Visit Mesquite.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back again. All right. Rivercats threatening the first inning with two singles, a steal, and a walk. But Jared Koenig chalked up a couple of strikeouts and wriggled off the proverbial hook. Joey Marciano, with a name like that, you know, it's like the old saying, you've got to be good. And he's been good. He's 6'5", 250, 27 years old from the southern part of Illinois, Carbondale. He was at Double-A Richmond last year. The Giants picked him in the 2017 draft, but not till the 36th round. This is his first career season at Triple-A. He's an interesting story because when he was at Class A San Jose in July of 2019, he actually retired. He returned to baseball in January of 2021. He missed the last part of 2019 and all of 2020. Of course, there was no Triple-A, no minor league baseball in 2020, but he did retire. Played all last year at Double-A Richmond. He participated in a combined no-hitter by the Richmond staff in May. And he went to the University of Southern Illinois, which is in Carbondale. He's only supposed to face five hitters. That's what we've been told. He's a quote-unquote opener. He's had a good year, 3-0 out of the bullpen with a 2.79 ERA. Breaking ball, strike one called to Billy McKinney, who had the grand slam with one out of the bottom of the ninth inning with the Aviators down 7-3 to tie the game and send the crowd into a frenzy. Here's the pitch. Billy hits a ground ball foul toward the first base dugout. Grabbed by the bat boy. The bat boy with a nice web jam in the early going here. And the count is 0-2. McKinney's been very consistent at the plate. He's in 13 games. He's hit safely in 12 of 13. And he's hitting .353 with five homers and 18 batted in only 13 games. There's a called third strike, a slider, 84 miles an hour. And McKinney is called out. So on three pitches, he's out. And with one out, the batter is Stephen Vogt. On the defensive side for Sacramento, first base, Wyatt Matheson. Second base, Eason Diaz. At short, Archimedes Gamboa. And at third base, Kevin Padlow. Kai Tom in left, Bryce Johnson in center, Austin Dean in right, Ricardo Genovese catching for Marciano. 94-mile-an-hour fastball rides high, ball 1-1-0. This is Vogt's third game rehabbing. He caught yesterday the first part of the game, then Austin Allen finished for him, and Vogt homered in last night's game. Breaking ball is a strike, and it's 1-1. Vogt with a force play and a home run and a long drive to the warning track in center against starter Reynald Espinal in the fifth inning, the 1-1. Breaking ball outside and low, ball 2. 2-1. So Marciano has gone 19 in the third innings in 17 appearances. Along just 14 hits. He's walked 11, struck out 20. The league average against him, 209. Here's the 2-1. Fastball. Knee-high strike on the outside at 94. That's a tough pitch. 2-2. The outfield shading the left-handed hitting Vogt, 37 years old. The opposite way, the infield, on the other hand, is decidedly shifting. Only third baseman Kevin Padlow occupies the left side. He's basically a deep shortstop now. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. A high fastball got him at 94. So Marciano strikes out McKinney and Vogt, and the batter, Jermise Garcia. No score, bottom of the first. All right, here's Garcia. And we talked about the McKinney grand slam, the great at bat by Dalton Kelly, the tremendous job done by the Aviator bullpen last night. But Garcia is the one who settled matters with his 11th inning single. Fastball up and away, ball 1. Knocking in Nick Allen with a game winner. Garcia's DHing in this game. And Dermise having a much better year than he had in the Yankee system last year. He's hitting .308, 5 homers, 15 batted in. He's hit safely in 4 in a row. And the pitch is high to him, 2-0. And in that little 4-game stretch, he is 9 for 21. Last night, 2 for 7 with a game-winning RBI. Bottom of the first, no score. Two outs, nobody on. Garcia waiting. Marciano's 2-0 is on the way. Fastball, foul back. Got it up to 92. Strike 1. 2-1. When the Aviators were in Sacramento for that 6-game series, and they won 4-6 over the River Cats, Marciano pitched twice, went an inning and a third, giving up a run earned on a hit in one game. And 5 days later, he went 2 scoreless innings, giving up 1 hit. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss at a low breaking ball. 2-2. That pitch would have been ball three. 2-2. Matt Davidson waits on deck. Again, Tristan Beck was the rumored piggyback pitcher for Marciano in this game, but nobody's throwing in the bullpen yet. Here's the 2-2 to Garcia. Fastball's high at 95. 3-2 now. Nice crowd here. A few more people seem to be wandering in. The outfield playing deep and straight away for Garcia. The infield shading him to pull. Here's a 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball at 82 miles an hour. So Marciano, razor sharp, strikes out all three. And at the end of one, there is no score.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
All right, welcome back. At the end of one, there's no score, although the two starters have decidedly different types of innings. There's Jared Koenig gave up two singles and a walk, but got out of the inning with three men left on base, and the Aviators had all three men strike out against Joey Marciano. And the first pitch from Koenig in the top of the second crackles in there for a strike to the number seven hitter, the right-handed hitting catcher, Richard in some circles. Genovese pitches up and away, 1-1. Genovese did not appear in last night's game. He's 6'2", 190. Michael Papirski did the catching last night. And Genovese is only 23. He's from Caracas. Pitch foul back. One ball and two strikes on Ricardo Genovese, who's hitting .259. Three home runs and 21 batted in. He's been a good run producer. Fastball, a little down and in at 91. Ball two. 2-1. Genovese batting seventh tonight. First plate appearance in the series. Bottom three of the order coming up after Genovese. It's Kai Tom. Fastball chopped toward third. Davidson charges, backhands, plants, and throws, and gets his man easily over at first base. One down for Kai Tom now. Tom batting eighth, and then the number nine hitter will be after Tom, and that's Archimedes Gamboa.
Batting eighth. Left fielder, number 12, Kai
Tom in last night's game was 1-for-5 with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. Young man from Honolulu. Koenig, ready, and the pitch to the left head hitting Sacramento left fielder. A bunt up the third base side, and it is a foul ball. He was trying to cross up the shift, and he was nearly successful. In last night's game, Bryce Johnson laid down the bunt of the year. I mean, it rolled along the chalk and actually nudged the bag for a base hit. And what Kai Tom did right there nearly duplicated that. Third base coach Holbert Cabrera doing the job of any good third base coach, trying to help the umpire. Hey, that was fair. No. Eduardo Ruiz said, no, senor. 0-1 to count. Lefty on lefty. Here's the pitch from Koenig. He swings away and fouls that 90-mile-an-hour fastball back. It's 0-2. A lot of discussion about the shift and how hitters approach things and maybe how they should approach things. A lot of discussion, a lot of debate. It, you know, it makes for a lot of lively discussion among baseball fans. Here's the 0-2 now. Curveball down and away at 78. 1-2. Langeliers points his glove out to Koenig to say, attaboy, stay with that. Here's the 1-2 from Koenig on the way to Tom. And he hits a ground ball wide of first, back in it nicely by Vogt, who shovels it to Koenig covering in time for the out. Good play by the veteran Stephen Vogt. That was a sharply hit ball to his right, and he gloved it cleanly and made a tough play look easy. 3-1 ground ball now. Takes two outs and nobody on for the switch hitting shortstop, Archimedes Gamboa. Archimedes Gamboa, 6 feet tall, 190. He is 24 years old. He's from Venezuela also. About a half a dozen guys in the Sacramento roster from Venezuela. Pitch foul back, strike one. Gamboa, switch hitter, as I said, batting right-handed. Last night, he also batted ninth and was 0-for-4. He reached once on a fielder's choice and scored on David Villar's fifth-inning home run. Pitch misses. It's 1-1 on Archimedes Gamboa. Gamboa hitting 240, two homers and 16 batted in. Fastball up and away, ball two. It's 2-1 now. So Koenig threw a boatload of pitches to get through the first. Two singles, a stolen base, and a walk, but he struck out Isan Diaz to finish it. So he's hoping for an easy inning here. He's got two outs. Now he's going to get three outs. There's a pop-up. Jason Bride on the right side, backpedaling on the grass, makes the catch, and that's it. Koenig gets exactly what the doctor ordered after a bit of a shaky first. 1-2-3 with two ground balls and a pop-up. And at the end of an inning and a half, there is no score.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
It's got good taste in music. Go to the bottom of the second with no score. We'll be hearing from Matt in short order here. Joey Marciano. Again, he is starting as what is known has become, I wouldn't say fashionable. You don't see it quite as often as you did a few years ago. But he's known as an opener. He's only facing a select number of hitters. Then he will come out. And it looks like Tristan Beck, who was the original starter for this game, is throwing in the bullpen. Here's the pitch to Matt Davidson. He swings through a breaking ball at 82 miles an hour. Strike one. 0-1. Matt, able to recharge the batteries after Monday's day off and came back strong yesterday. 3-for-5 with two singles and a double. Here's the pitch. Up and away. One ball and one strike. Fastball at 95. So what we were told is that Marciano will face five hitters. He's faced three so far. Davidson batting now, and then Machin is on deck. But it could be more than five hitters. Your mileage may vary. Fastball low. So, I mean, Beck was up off the bench, but there's nobody throwing in the Rivercats bullpen right now. So it seems unlikely it's only going to be five hitters. Here's the pitch on the way to Davidson, and he's hit. 94-mile-an-hour fastball hit him, I believe, in the left leg. We have the luxury of a replay up here, so let's take a look. Yep, left leg just above the knee. And the cheering Finn the Bat Dog goes out and retrieves that bat. Bemel Machin comes up now. Marciano struck out the side in the first, hits Davidson here on the fourth pitch of the at-bat. Here's Machin. Marciano's thrown 18 pitches, 11 strikes. And here's Machin now. Did not appear in last night's series opener. Hitting 280, two homers and 25 batted in. Left-handed batter takes a good breaking ball for a strike at 83 miles an hour. 0-1. In the Tacoma series, preceding this series, Vimal was 5 for 17. Jonah Bride is on deck. The pitch. Breaking ball. A chopper to short. Gamboa backs up, has it, throws to second for one. That's all they're going to get. Gamboa made a good play, hit a backpedal onto the outfield grass behind the bag at second, and flipped it quickly to Diaz to get Davidson on the force out. And Diaz made a token gesture like he was going to throw to first, the motion, but no throw. That's smart on the part of Diaz. He had no chance on a ball chopped that high to get Machin. So it's a 6-4 force out. A fielder's choice leaves Machin at first with one out, and it brings up Jonah Bride. Jonah, red hot in his first week at AAA. Let's see what he does for an encore here. Throw to first base, and back and standing up is Vimal Machin. All Bride has done, and he joined the team in Tacoma, is hit 524. He's 11 for 21 for those games in Tacoma, and he had two more hits yesterday. A home run, seven batted in. He's got four doubles already in five AAA games. The stretch, Marciano delivers. Fastball up and away at 94. Ball one, 1-0. Last night, Jonah was 2 out of 6 with a single and a double. And again, he's hit safely in all five games. Young man from just outside Tulsa, Owosso, Oklahoma. Now the stretch. Machin, he had a pretty good lead at first. Fastball, that's a little bit high. Ball two, it's 2-0. Bottom of the second, no score. Bride playing second base for the second consecutive game. He's played first, he's played third, and he has caught. He caught the Sunday finale in Tacoma. The 2-0 now on the way. Here it is. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That's a lot of confidence right there. 2-0 breaking ball. And came in spinning in at 81 miles an hour, right in there. 2-1 on Bride. Shea Langelier's on deck. Machin at first, one out, bottom of the second. Outfield straight away. First baseman Matheson holding Machin on, which opens up the right side of the infield. There's a pop fly into shallow center. Diaz going out. Johnson coming in, and the ball is caught by the second baseman Diaz, who throws to first safe. That's an excellent play by Sacramento second baseman Isan Diaz. It looked like the ball was going to fall because even though Johnson runs well and got a pretty good jump on it, there was no way he could get there. Diaz was running with his back to home plate and made an over-the-shoulder grab, threw a one-hopper to Matheson, and Machin just did get back. That's a fine play by Isan Diaz. One out. And here's Langelier's. Check that. Two outs. And Langelier's batting seven steps in. Jay swings and misses at that first pitch fastball. Strike one. It is 0-1. 95 miles an hour. Langelier's at 270. Leads the team with 11 home runs. Also the team leader with 28 runs batted in. It was the DH last night and had three hits in six at-bats. Line drive to left field. That's a base hit toward the line. It gets by Kay Tom. Racing for third base is Machin. He's being held up. It's a double for Shea Langelier's. Tom has an above-average arm for a left fielder. He uncorked a throw from near the warning track all the way into the catcher, Genovese, who caught it several feet up the line, but the throw was right on line. The Langelier's broke out of a slump yesterday, and Shea just ripped his eighth double of the year.
to tie him with Machin for the most doubles on the team. So Langeliers is now 4-for-7 in this series. A hard double left. Machin at third, Langeliers at second. Two outs, bottom of the second, no score. And here's our pregame guest, center fielder Vince Fernandez. Fastball a little below the knees at 94, ball one, 1-0. With his recent surge, Fernandez is at 275 now with three homers and 10 batted in. Had two more hits yesterday in five at-bats, and he carries a seven-game hitting streak coming in. The last game in Tacoma on Sunday, he had his best game of the year, 3-for-5 on a home run, breaking ball inside, 1-1. I'm talking with Vince, who's now had five hits in his last 10 at-bats. He said the reason is he just feels more comfortable. He's always been used to being an everyday guy until this year when he's become a part-time guy. It's not easy. It doesn't do wonders for your timing to sit on the bench for 3-4 days and then come in. Breaking ball low. It's 3-0 now. But with more playing time, timing gets better. Comfort level, confidence, all that good stuff. Machin at third. Langeliers at second. Two down. The 3-0 now. That pass ball is low and inside, and Fernandez draws the first walk issued by Marciano. So for Marciano, this is the kind of inning that Jared Koenig had in the first inning. And so that brings Alston, the pitching coach, Garvin Alston, out to speak to him. And now Tristan Beck is throwing in the Sacramento bullpen. The batter is going to be Dalton Kelly, and the home plate umpire, Austin Jones, is now beginning to walk out to the mound. Alston's out there at Marciano, Genovese, Matheson, and Kevin Padlo and Gamboa, the shortstop, are there. Now, meaning is broken up. So in the inning, Davidson hit by a pitch and then was forced out by Machin. The key play, the bride pop fly that looked like it was going to fall in, and second baseman Isan Diaz with his back to the plate, going out into shallow right center to make the basket catch over the shoulder. Langeliers doubled the Machin over to third, and Fernandez walked. Here's the number nine hitter, Dalton Kelly, hitting 191, four homers and 20 RBIs. Breaking ball is a strike in its own one. Kelly appeared as a pinch hitter last night and walked in the ninth inning against reliever Patrick Ruoto. And it was a tremendous at-bat. Count went 3-2, foul balls in every which direction. He drew a walk. That preceded. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Ball gets back to Genovese, who can't pick it up. So Machin scores. Langeliers to third. Fernandez to second. It's 1-0 Vegas in the bottom of the second inning. Wait for a ruling. I'm guessing it's a wild pitch, but we'll see. 1-0 Aviators. The count to Kelly, 0-2. He chased it. And the ball skipped away from Genovese. So Machin scores the run. Langeliers ends up at third. Fernandez at second. Again, a tremendous at-bat by Dalton Kelly, which helped to make the McKinney Grand Slam possible. Breaking ball, a chopper fouled outside first. It's still 0-2 on Dalton Kelly. On deck, leadoff man Billy McKinney. Marciano checking signs. Langeliers steps off third. Fernandez off second. And the breaking ball down and away. Kelly watching that one all the way in. 85 miles an hour. Ball one. 1-2. Marciano, 34 pitches so far. 20 strikes. 1-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the second. Aviators have runners at second and third with two down. The pitch. Breaking ball chopped wide of first base. Grabbed by Matheson. Is nobody covering? So one run scores, and now trapped is Fernandez. He's going back to third. He's in a rundown, and he's finally tagged out by Kevin Padlo, and that'll end the inning. Kelly hit a ground ball wide of first. Matheson had it, and Marciano never covered, which gave the Aviators another run. Fernandez raced around third, thinking he might be able to score, ended up in a rundown, and it goes 3-2-5. To complete the inning, Las Vegas gets two runs, and they leave one man on base. And at the end of two, Las Vegas 2 and Sacramento nothing.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Third now, Las Vegas leading 2-0. We have word that Machin scored on a pass ball. That's how it scored. So now Koenig with a 2-0 lead. His fastball is a strike on the outside corner to the River Cats switch hitting leadoff man, Bryce Johnson, to open this game with a fly out to right. Kevin Padlo and Austin Dean, both right-handed batters, will follow. Change up, up and away. 1-1 the count. And it looks as if the Kelly ground ball to Matheson is going to go as a hit. Curveball, high drive in a deep left field, and this one's not coming back. It's out of here. Bryce Johnson clears the left field wall for a home run, cutting the Aviator lead in half to 2-1. For Johnson, only his second home run. Not a power guy. He's more of a speed guy. But he got a high batting average. And that time, he barreled up and hit it over the left field fence. So the River Cats have their third hit. The Aviator lead is now 2-1 in the top of the third. That's really rare for Koenig. It's only the fourth home run he's given up in more than 49 innings. And here's Padlo, who singled a right and stole third base in the first inning. Pitches down and in, ball one. So again, it's an infield single for Kelly and an RBI. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, shallow left. Machin going out, but that's Kelly's ball coming in. He's got the better angle on it. Then he makes the catch. Machin went racing out, and finally, Kelly, who had a better angle on it, came in, called it, and made the catch. So Padlo's 1-for-2, and the batter Austin Dean. So once again, Machin scoring on a pass ball, and Langelier scored on an infield RBI single by Dalton Kelly. Ground ball wide to first. Matheson gloved it. Breaking ball down and in, ball one to Austin Dean. And Marciano didn't cover the base. And Fernandez, the runner at second when the play began. The pitch misses 2-0. Goes to third on the single. And then trapped between third and home is thrown out 3-2-5. Matheson to Genovese to third baseman Kevin Padlo. Pitch missing. It's 3-0 on Austin Dean. So on the bottom of the second, the Aviators officially 2 runs, 2 hits. And one man left being Dalton Kelly. Pitches ball 4. So Koenig issues a 4-pitch walk to Austin Dean with the ground ball past Machin for a single in the first inning. So 2 walks issued by Koenig in this game. We're in the top of the third. Las Vegas has a 2-1 lead. And the batter is the designated hitter, Johnny Pareda, who struck out swinging his first time up. Infield playing for a double play. Second baseman Bride is basically up the middle. He's a couple of steps to the first base side of second, right in front of the outfield grass, both feet on the dirt. There's a pop-up foul outside first. Vogt going after it. McKinney coming over, but it slices back, hits the warning track, and skips up into the crowd. Strike one on Johnny Pareda. Oh and one. Koenig set, runner on first. Koenig looks in that direction. Now looks to the plate, looks back to first, and comes home. Fastball a little inside at 89. One ball to one strike on Johnny Pareda. Las Vegas has won 5 of 7 against the Rivercats. These two teams are going to play a lot. This is game two of a 6-game series, and then the Aviators will go back. They're going to make 2 more trips to Sacramento, a 3-game series in mid-August. And then they'll play him again a bunch of times in September. Pitch down and in. 2-1 on Johnny Pareda. And the Rivercats will come back here for 3 games in August. 2-1. Koenig reading signs. Stretches now. Dean off first. A short lead there being held on by Vogt. The pitch. And that check swing fouled off to the right near the first base dugout. Strike two, 87 miles an hour. Pitch with some cutting movement on it. 2-2. Aviators 2, Rivercats 1. We're in the top of the third inning. One on and one out. Las Vegas lefty Jared Koenig from the stretch. Dean the runner at first. Koenig stares at him. And now decides to pay a visit with a throw. And he's back in standing up. Talked about the Western Division being so tight. A game and a half separates the top 3 teams. And tonight, the Aviators are trying for their 6th straight win, their longest winning streak of the year. Dean at first, about 2.5 steps off the bag, that's all. And that pitch is a little high. Though the count to Pareda is now 3-2. Of course, the possibility remains that Dean might run on the 3-2 pitch with one out. Dean has 2 steals this year and has been caught once. We'll see if they send him here. 3-2 stretch. Koenig looks at first. He does go. There's a pitch is foul back. Looked like a slider. Came in at 84. And he fouled it back. 3-2 on Pareda. And Dean goes back to first. And so far this year, these two teams getting together, the Aviators trying to beat the Rivercats tonight for the 6th time in 8 matchups this year. And now, 3-2 stretch. Dean leads. Koenig stretches. And throws to first. And Dean back in. So Dean was running on the previous 3-2 pitch. So Koenig tosses one over there again. Jarrett staring in. Langeliers offering a sign. Now setting up the target. The runner goes. 3-2 pitch. Foul back again. Still 3-2. Ted Wien's trivia question coming up later. We'll tell you about the Hash House Go-Go scoreboard in the big leagues. Marlins and the Rockies trying to make up for yesterday's rainout. Playing a doubleheader. The Marlins humble the Rockies in game one, 14-1. They outhit them 21-3. And the second game is even wilder. They're in the 10th inning, 11-11 tie. 3-2 stretch. Koenig looks at first, comes home. The runner does not go on a fly ball to right. McKinney backing up, has it lined up, moves in a step or two and makes the catch. That's the second out of the inning. So Koenig wins that lengthy duel with Pareda. Dean back at first with 2 away. And Wyatt Matheson, who walked in the first inning in his first plate appearance, despite being behind in the count of 1.0-2, coming up now. 8th inning in Texas. The Rays and Rangers are tied at 2. 10th inning, Brewers and Cubs tied at 3. 8th inning, Pittsburgh 5, the Dodgers 2. Pirates giving the Dodgers all they can handle in that series. Cleveland shut out Kansas City 4-0. The Mets blank Washington 5-0. There's a strike 0-1 on Wyatt Matheson. In St. Louis, the Cardinals prevailed over San Diego 5-2. Houston beat Oakland 5-4. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Matheson. High fly ball to right center. The center fielder Fernandez angles over. He wants it. He's got it. And that's the inning. More scores later. In the Sacramento third, they get a leadoff home run by Bryce Johnson. One run, one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. We go now to the bottom of inning number 3. Las Vegas leading 2-1. And so we can dispel now all the rumors about Joey Marciano. The mystery of Joey Marciano. Is he going to pitch to 5 hitters, to 7 hitters? Okay. Can't give away these secrets now. Too much is at stake. So anyway, now we know. Marciano is out after 2 innings. He allowed 2 runs. Officially, 1 of the runs is earned. He allowed 2 hits, both in the second inning. A walk and 3 strikeouts. And the pitch is a strike to Billy McKinney from the new pitcher, Tristan Beck, who was supposed to start this game, but now piggybacking Joey Marciano's 2 innings. And that cutter is fouled away, 0-2. So again, Marciano, 2 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits. A walk, a hit batsman, and 3 strikeouts. Beck, right-hander, winds and deals. Fastball's inside at 96 near the belt buckle. Beck, 0-3 with a 10.13 ERA. McKinney struck out looking to open the game against Marciano. The 1-2, he swings and fouls it back, and the bat flies out of his hands, and it may have gotten a chunk of catcher Ricardo Genovese. McKinney saying, "Are you all right?" Genovese took his mask off, but he would appear to be okay. That's just scary. Stuff like that happens. Accidents like that. But it looks like Genovese is okay. 1-2. Billy McKinney leading off Stephen Vogt, and then Demaryius Garcia in the bottom of the third. 2-1 Las Vegas. Fastball up and away at 96. Ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes is the count on Billy McKinney. Beck, this is his 6th game. He started the first 5. 21 in the third innings, 32 hits, a lot of 4 home runs. There's a called third strike, and McKinney's out on a called third strike, and that's the second time that's happened to him. The pitch was near the outside corner. Man, with one out, the batter, Stephen Vogt. Beck had walked 10 and struck out 17 entering this game. All right, here's Vogt. Struck out swinging his first time up. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball spins in below the knees at 79 miles an hour. Ball one. It's 1 ball to no strikes. In Oakland's loss, a couple of aviators got into that game. In fact, Christian Betancourt hit a home run off Justin Verlander. The pitch is a high 2-0. He began the year with Vegas, got called up early. Sam Selman worked two-thirds of an inning, allowed one hit and one walk, but no runs charged to him. Fastball is a strike, and it's 2-1. A.J. Puck, an inning and a third. No runs on a hit. His ERA is 1.29. And Domingo Acevedo, the ace of the Aviators bullpen last year. Two-thirds of an inning, no runs a hit. He's at 2.96 with his ERA. Vogt swings through a fastball at 94, and it's 2-2 now. Luis Barrera was 0-2. He's hitting 2.55 up there. Seth Brown, who was the Aviators' first baseman in 2019, 0-4, hitting 2.04. Here now is the pitch. There's a ground ball in the left field, a base hit. That was an off-speed pitch. And Vogt went right with it and single left. Tom brings it in. Nice piece of hitting by the veteran Stephen Vogt. Sharp ground ball. Third Aviators hit. First off of Tristan Beck. Batter Dermis Garcia now. Other games, Braves shut out the Diamondbacks in Phoenix 6-0. Phillies beat the Giants 6-5. Baltimore knocked off Seattle 9-2. Blue Jays beat the White Sox 7-3. There's a strike on one. And Boston, playing at home, beat the Reds 7-1. Tigers shut out the Twins 5-0. Angels and the Yankees in the Bronx rained out. They'll try to make it up tomorrow. The 0-1 to Garcia, who struck out against Marciano. Swing and a miss, and a count is 0-2. A fastball at 95 miles an hour. Beck stretches, right-hander ready, the 0-2 to Garcia. High fly ball to right center. Right fielder Dean moves in and makes the catch, and there are two outs. Batters Matt Davidson now. Davidson was hit on the left leg by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Marciano in the second. That got forced out on the ground ball by Machin. 2-1, Las Vegas. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Tristan Beck is from Corona, California. He went to Stanford, where Drew Jackson went. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. He will be 26th on the 24th of this month. There's the pitch to Davidson. Fastball, strike at 96, and it's 0-1. Beck graduated from Corona High School in 2015 and committed to Stanford. Brewers chose him in the 2015 draft out of high school, but he went to Stanford instead. Here now is the 0-1 to Davidson. Outfield deep and straight away. Matty checked the swing and a pitch down and away. Strike, says the first base ump, Takahito Matsuda, and Davidson clearly did not agree with that, watching on the replay, and that one could have gone either way. 0-2. There's the stretch by Beck. Off first base is Vogt with two outs, and he draws a throw, and he's back in there easily. Beck okays this out of Genovese. Vogt a modest lead at first. The 0-2 to Matt Davidson now. Here it comes. He's hit again. Davidson is hit for the second time, and the pitch the exact same velocity. 94 miles an hour. Different pitcher, same result. Vogt goes to second. But Davidson's been hit in back-to-back at bats. Now couldn't tell exactly where, maybe in the left arm above the elbow. So Vogt is at second. Davidson hit again is at first. And here's Machin, who grounded into a force play in the second and eventually scored on a pass ball. For Beck, the Stanford deal is kind of a Beck family tradition of sorts. Machin takes a breaking ball down and in at 81 miles an hour, ball one. His mother and sister graduated from Stanford. And another, his grandfather was Welsh cap for rugby, which is the equivalent to National All-American. Here the pitch in the dirt. It's grabbed there nicely by Genovese, ball two. 2-0 on Machin. But Beck was among those named to USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award preseason watch list. baseball's premier award in the college level. Beck stares in. Genovese sets up the target. Vogt at second. Davidson at first. The 2-0. There's a grumble back over the bag at second, but it's grabbed by the shortstop, Gamboa, who steps on second for the force out on Davidson. Machines hit two ground balls in that direction, and the inning is over in the Las Vegas third against Tristan Beck. No runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. At the end of three, Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. Jared Koenig, five different independent league teams, the makings of a great story. We go to the fourth inning, Las Vegas leading 2-1, and for your fourth inning now, we have Mr. Matt Neverett joining us for this portion of the broadcast. Swing and a miss, strike one. Deison Diaz, who struck out swinging to finish the first inning with the bases loaded. How you doing, Matt?
Doing well. It's been encouraging to watch Jared Koenig come back after struggling in the first to throw a lot of pitches.
Swing and a miss. That pitch boring in on his hands at 88 miles an hour, 0-2. And Ricardo Genovese, the catcher next, then the number 8 hitter, left-handed hitting left fielder Ka'ai Tom. The 0-2 to Diaz now. Koenig. That's up and in with that fastball at 89, 1-2.
And Jared recovered well, like I mentioned, from that 33-pitch first inning with a 13-pitch second. Now let's see how he recovers after giving up just his fourth home run of the year in the last inning in the third.
And the pitch is in there. Strike three call. Got him with a breaking ball at 77 miles an hour. Good pitch. Third strikeout for Koenig, freezing Diaz. He struck out Diaz twice. One out of the fourth. Las Vegas up 2-1. And the right-handed hitting Sacramento catcher Ricardo Genovese. 0-for-1 comes up now. He opened up the second inning by grounding out to third. White Sox signed Koenig back in 2014. There's a swing and a miss, strike one, 0-1. Five different independent teams where he hooked on with Oakland. Signed by Oakland in January of 2020. Pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. Just the makings of an incredible story. And perhaps the best way to describe him is he's kind of an old-school pitcher. In fact, Steve Connolly has been his pitching coach the last few years. Pitch is high, check swing, they appeal at first, no swing. One ball and two strikes, and Connolly simply says Jared understands pitching, and so he will add and subtract on his fastball all day.
And that's a rarity. You see guys do that on breaking pitches, but not on straight balls.
Fastball just high, close, 2-2, very true.
Especially guys in the Aviators' bullpen and rotation. Parker Dunshee, Brian Howard, a couple of guys who will add and subtract onto their slider, make it more of a cutter, more of a breaking pitch. But Koenig on the fastball.
2-2, just high. 3-2, that was pretty close. Koenig also part of his travels, Australia and New Zealand pitching. He just keeps coming back and getting better. 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him on a high slider. Two outs in the fourth, and it brings up Kai Tom. That is four strikeouts now for Koenig.
And when Koenig gets the strikeouts going, he tends to get them in bunches. He had two out of the final three batters of the first inning strikeout against him, and now back-to-back punchouts to begin the fourth. He could go 1-2-3 yet again, and it would be just what the doctor ordered after giving up the home run to Johnson in the third.
Here's Tom. Breaking ball. Spins in there for a strike at 77 miles an hour. 0-1. Tom 0-for-1. He hit the sharp ground ball that was snagged nicely by Vogt, who fed Koenig at the bag for the 3-1 putout. Another curveball. That's a strike at 83. 0-2. Good pitch. He threw that one harder.
And this has been as efficient as Koenig has been. He's been ahead of all three batters, 0-2. And looking to get his third strikeout of the inning here.
There's a line drive to center. Fernandez came in. Now he has to go back, and he makes a forehand grab. That was near disaster for the Aviators. Fernandez broke in, realized, whoops, I got to go back, and went racing back and reached up and grabbed it. So 1-2-3 inning, and Koenig back in the dugout. Rivercats with zeros across, and at the end of 3.5, Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Las Vegas leading 2-1. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett. So now, in the bottom of the fourth inning, Jonah Bribe will lead off for the Aviators. And then Shea Langeliers and Vince Fernandez against Tristan Beck. Beck's second inning of work here. The pitch. And it cuts in a little low at 86. Ball 1, 1-0. Bride 0-for-1. He had a hit taken away from him on a very nice play by second baseman Isan Diaz of the Rivercats. Fastball swung on a miss at 95. It's 1-1. Bride, a pop fly into shallow right center. Too shallow for Bryce Johnson, the center fielder, to get to. So Diaz raced out with his back to home plate and made the catch over the shoulder. Pitches inside. Two balls and one strike.
Now, you've seen him more than I have, but at least in the small sample size of yesterday, Jonah Bride does not look intimidated, even in his first handful of games at the AAA level.
Takes a breaking ball for a strike, 2-2. Now, I wouldn't, that's not the word that leaps to mind.
Well, definitely
not.
I mean, he's an advanced guy at this age. He's 26. He's out of South Carolina, so he was an advanced college bat when he was signed.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the breaking ball at 86 got him. That's the second strikeout for Beck since coming in. And for Jonah Bride, just the second time he struck out at the AAA level in the week's worth of games. Here's Langeliers, a hard double left, which was the key to that two-run Las Vegas second inning. He ended up scoring on the infield hit by Dalton Kelly.
Still the hardest hit ball of the night. He absolutely smoked it for his eighth two-bagger of the year. You mentioned it when it occurred, tying him with Vimeo Machin for the team lead as we've got an errant ball coming in from the stands. I can't give back the souvenirs now.
All right. Third base ump Eduardo Ruiz fed it into the stands.
No returns.
Yeah. Fastball up and away, ball one. 1-0. Nash Alcegogo scores in the PCL. This game just went final. Salt Lake beat El Paso 6-5. Here's the pitch. That's high, 2-0, and that's something for the Aviators because Salt Lake is in second place behind first place Las Vegas entering the night, half a game back. So Vegas would need to win this game to stay a half game up on Salt Lake. There's a pitch a little low. 3-0 on Langoliers. Vince Fernandez is the man on deck. In Reno, they're in the sixth inning. Tacoma leading Reno 5-2, trying to make it two straight over Reno in that series. Here's the 3-0. Langoliers looks at a strike, and it's now three balls and one strike. Shane Langoliers. Every once in a while, we look around and see about former Aviators, where they are. Langoliers swings and misses, and it's 3-2. Greg Dykeman, who was a very big contributor to the team last year for getting traded to the Cubs, is with Iowa. He had his second home run of the year. The Iowa Cubs played St. Paul, which is Minnesota's AAA team. Iowa won the game 13-3. Here's the 3-2 to Langoliers. Shea hits a ground ball to the hole at short. Picked up there by Gamboa. He throws to first and gets Langoliers by a step. Shea can really run for a catcher. And he was hustling up the line, but he's thrown out 6-3. He's 1-for-2 now with two outs. Here's Vince Fernandez.
And if he hits that ball a little bit softer, I think he's standing on first base. It's a blessing and a curse for Langoliers tonight, just how hard he hits everything. It is a very tough task to get Langoliers to roll over on something or hit anything soft. He does nothing but hit the ball hard, even if it's on the ground for a 6-3 ground out.
Swing and a miss. Strike one on Fernandez. Vince walked in the second and tried to score from second on the infield hit by Dalton Kelly. Got trapped in a rundown, ultimately tagged out. Vince was 2-for-5 yesterday, trying to extend a seven-game hitting streak, hitting .275. Pitch bends in there for a strike, and it's 0-2 now. Sugar Land beat Albuquerque 6-3 in Sugar Land. And Round Rock shot out Oklahoma City 4-0. Pitch foul back, fastball at 95. And those are your PCL scores.
I think things are starting to take shape as we kind of had expected with certain division races here.
And a slider foul back out of play by Fernandez, Livermore, California native. And it is 0-2. Yeah, you know, you get to close to 50 games. This is a 150-game schedule. So we're close to a third of the way through. So, yes, no question it's taking shape. But nobody's running away from anything. Oklahoma City and Round Rock are tied for first in the other division. El Paso two games out. Pitch is fouled off by Fernandez. 0-2.
And now the one, at least in the Western Division, that we kind of saw from the beginning, just based on the numbers on paper and what we saw when they came to Las Vegas Ballpark, Tacoma, 17 wins and 31 losses. They've been struggling since opening day. Really a tough series for them when they came to Las Vegas. So dead last, 10 games back of Las Vegas entering into the night in the West Division.
The two-strike pitch from Tristan Beck to Vince Fernandez. Fastball swung on and missed strike three, and the inning is over. So Beck works a 1-2-3 fourth with a couple of strikeouts tossed in. He's gone two innings now in relief. And the Aviators are set down at the end of four. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at AviatorsLV.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. We go to the fifth inning. Las Vegas leading 2-1. And for your fifth inning play-by-play, here is Matt Nevrin.
Thank you, Russ. Jared Koenig back out for the top of inning number five against 9-1-2 in the Sacramento lineup. Archimedes Gamboa switching shortstop in from the right, takes ball one high. Koenig missing on his 79th pitch of the night with 47 strikes among them. Home side Aviators leading 2-1. Gamboa swings and hits one in the air deep to right center field. Heading over into the gap is the center fielder, Fernandez. He'll track it down. Able to catch it on the warning track is Vince Fernandez, covering plenty of ground, robbing Gamboa of extra bases. What a grab by Fernandez. If you're tuned in on our MILB.TV feed, you see just how hard that was for Fernandez. A great jump. Absolutely flying to get it, and then had to track it down before banging into the outfield fence for a loud first out for Archimedes Gamboa. There's Bryce Johnson, who swings at the first pitch and pops it up shallow to right. Heading back is the second baseman, Bride. Coming in is the right fielder, McKinney. At the last second, it'll be McKinney calling off Bride for the out. I don't think Jonah necessarily knew where that one was as soon as he got to the outfield. It turned his back towards the plate, and luckily for him, McKinney was able to range in and track it down. Quickly, two up and two away for Koenig. Two outs in the first three pitches here in the top of the fifth inning, and that brings up Kevin Padlo from the right. Third baseman this evening is one of two as he swings at the first pitch. Weakly chop to the first base side, right to Stephen Vogt. First baseman grabs it, takes two steps to the left, and retires the side in four pitches and three batters for Jared Koenig. Likely able to stretch him into at least the sixth. Heading into the bottom of inning number five, Las Vegas due up when we return, leading by a 2-1 score.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Las Vegas leading 2-1 over Sacramento, along with Russ Langer. Matt Nevrin welcoming you back. It'll be Dalton Kelly, the number 9 batter in the Aviators lineup, set to take on Tristan Beck for the first time. Beck, in his third inning of work, gets a first pitch fouled off down the first base side. Kelly laid around on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Left-handed batting left fielder Kelly due up first with McKinney and Vogt, the number 1 and 2 hitters following him. A trio of left-handed batters to get it going in the fifth. Kelly watches a slider coming in over the outside at 86 for a called strike two. Kelly is singled on an infield ground ball. A chopper to the first baseman, Matheson, in the second. Joey Marciano, the pitcher at the time, not to first base in quick order, so Kelly was able to leg it out for an infield single as this pitch bounces in to move it to 1-2. Kelly drove in Shea Langeliers on the chopper. So an RBI, number 21 on the year for Kelly, on his 23rd hit of the season. Here's the 1-2. Beck deals out of the full wind as Kelly hits a chopper to the first base side. Grabbed by Matheson yet again. First baseman's going to take it to the bag himself this time. and touch it up to retire Dalton Kelly. They get the fifth straight batter sent down by Tristan Beck, coming in after two innings of Joey Marciano. We're back at the top of the lineup for Billy McKinney. Left-handed batting right fielder, yet to put a ball in play. He's been retired twice on strikeouts, both of the backwards K variety. Took a called strike three in the first and the third. One against each pitcher thus far. He swings at the first pitch, lines one through the right side for a base hit. Snuck it past the second baseman, Diaz, who was shifted up the middle. Picked up by Austin Dean in right field. And McKinney not going to let this one go into the ABS's hands as he singles quickly on the first pitch of AB number three. One out and one on for Stephen Vogt. A heavy overshift on to the right side against left-handed batting first baseman tonight, Stephen Vogt. He caught yesterday in his second rehab game with the Aviators and playing his secondary position tonight at first. Off of first base is McKinney. Beck out of the stretch. Deals a curveball, finding the outer third for a called strike one. One out and one on for Vogt, who singled in the third. Ripped a ground ball into right center field. And coming after, he struck out swinging in the first. Beck set at the mound. Hands held at the belt line. A long look in. Here's the 0-1 as Vogt swings through a fastball, climbing the ladder on that 94-mile-an-hour pitch out of the zone. 44 pitches, 31 strikes for Beck, who has been all over the strike zone here on a Wednesday night, first day of June. Infield shifted to the right, outfield shifted to the left against Vogt. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground, picked up by the first baseman, Matheson. His throw to second is down the line, not handled cleanly by the shortstop, Gamboa. Everybody's going to be safe. Vogt smoked it on a short hop to the first baseman, Matheson, who gloved it on a backhand. It's going to be a fielder's choice E3 on Matheson. Fielder's choice accounting for Vogt reaching, the E3 accounting for the McKinney advancement to second. So it's the first error of the night for either side. It's the second error in as many games for Sacramento. Here in the six-game set, the Aviators have played a clean defensive game and a half thus far. So with runners on first and second, that'll bring up Dermis Garcia, who walked it off last night on an 11th-inning single back up the middle. Aviators on top 2-1, four hits to three. They lead by one in that category as well, and brevity of the moment, not lost on the catcher, Ricardo Genovese. He'll go out and have a word with Tristan Beck, because that's a chance to remind you to sink your teeth into the new Primal Menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your primal cravings at Carl's Jr. with the Primal Menu, featuring prime rib or the Beyond Raptor burger. Meals so epic, you might want to roar, but outside the store. First pitch upcoming to Dermis Garcia. Slightly open stance from the right side as the Stanford right-hander Tristan Beck deals. A big swing and a miss. Pulling the string on that one was Beck. Got Dermis Garcia to swing and miss for strike one. Garcia, the DH tonight, is 0-2. Struck out as part of a three punch-out first for Marciano. Garcia then flied out to right for the second out of the third inning. The one offering is bounced in there. Skips off to the left, but able to keep it near him there was Ricardo Genovese. Dermis Garcia having to leap out of the way, but all's well that ends well. Everybody back to their initial bases. McKinney on second, Vogt on first. They both reached after a Dalton Kelly ground out to first. Matheson way off the line at first, with Isan Diaz keeping an eye on the runner, McKinney on second. Big lead for Vogt off the bag at first. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, rolled over to the third base side, picked up by the third baseman, Padlo. Throw to second is there. No throw to first as the second baseman, Diaz, will put it in the pocket. So Vogt retired 5-4 on a fielder's choice. Garcia reaching at first. Advancing from second to third is McKinney. There's a bounding ball, really no opportunity for an around-the-horn twin killing. And that's softly chopped ball. McKinney on third, Garcia on first, now with two down for Matt Davidson, who has been hit twice tonight. Marciano hit him in the leg to lead off the second. He was hit on the left arm in the third by Beck. So Davidson, in the right-handed batter's box, coiled up in the back of it. Swings at the first pitch, pops it up right side, foul ground. Heading over towards the corner, more of a cursory look is Austin Deans. That'll fall in the 10th row. A pretty good crowd with more than pretty good weather on a Wednesday. Absolutely beautiful weather tonight for the second game out of six. Tomorrow's going to be a fun one. Adrian Martinez towing the slab for the Aviators. 1-2 record and a 6.17 ERA for the right-hander. Long look in for Beck. Here's his 0-1 as Davidson swings and misses on a changeup tumbling underneath the bat. 87 on the radar gun fooled him, and the count goes nothing and two. Machina waiting on deck if Davidson's able to reach. Batting here with runners on the corners and two down. The count nothing and two as Beck takes the sign. A light tan glove resting at the belt line. He lifts the leg, fires with the arm. The 0-2 pitch bouncing in there on a slider. Good watch by Davidson. A better block by Genovez behind the plate. Ricardo Genovez, native of Venezuela, doing the catching for Sacramento. One of the top 30 prospects in the Giants organization. One of two professional baseball-playing brothers out of the family. Comes in ranked number 29 by MLB Pipeline. Number 24 by Baseball America. So counts 1-2 to Matt Davidson. He swings and fouls the pitch straight back to the screen. Just missing that 95-mile-an-hour seed from Beck. Threw it over the plate, but just above the letters, Davidson may have obliged a bit up, climbing the ladder on the 52nd pitch of the night for Beck. Nobody up in either bullpen. Jared Koenig has thrown 82 pitches through five innings. Beck set on 1-2. He lifts and deals. Davidson takes a breaking ball outside. Count all even. Deuces wild here in the fifth inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on for Matt Davidson, who has been hit twice. Holding on at first is Matheson. Diaz at second, shaded up the middle. Beck looks at McKinney off of third before dealing to the plate on 2-2. Here it is. Davidson able to check the swing on a cutter moving outside, way outside, and the count full at 3-2. Vimael Machina waiting on deck. He's reached twice on a pair of fielder's choices. The runner Garcia off first will be off with the pitch. No hold on by Matheson, who's behind the runner. Beck set. The runner goes. The 3-2 delivery. Check swing on a ball down low. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire Austin Jones. And the side retired in five batters. Three separate Aviators runners reach on one hit. Couple of runners stranded on. Nobody scoring in the bottom of inning number five. Through five full, Las Vegas leads Sacramento by a 2-1 score.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Entering into the sixth inning, Las Vegas leading Sacramento by a 2-1 score. Back on the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Thank you very much, Matt. So, 2-1 Las Vegas, top of the sixth. Jared Koenig facing Austin Dean. Fastball catches the inside corner for a strike. Nothing to one. Dean has singled and walked. He's the number three hitter. Johnny Pereda and Wyatt Matheson to follow in the top of the sixth. Off-speed pitch missed for ball one. One and one. Told you, Stephen Vogt is here on a major league rehabilitation assignment for a bad knee. Ground ball inside third and down the line it goes. Racing over to get it is Kelly. On his way to second with a double is Austin Dean. And that's how the sixth inning begins. Ground ball between Davidson and the bag. And down the line it went. Now, Rivercats have the tying run in scoring position with nobody out. And Dean's night stays perfect. Now, two for two plus a walk. Each team has four hits. And the batter, Johnny Pereira.
And sometimes with a guy like Austin Dean, you just got to tip your cap to him. It was an instance last night where Isan Diaz, the man that could not be retired. Tonight, that's Austin Dean. Usually once a night, there's a guy in every lineup that's just a thorn in your side from start to finish. And that just happens to be Dean tonight in a productive spot in the lineup in the three-hole.
Pereira has struck out and flat out to right. 2-1 Las Vegas, top of the sixth. And Koenig stretches, looks at second, comes home. There's a bunt up the first baseline. It's along the chalk, and it goes foul halfway up the line. Strike one. Pareda trying to push bunt right there. Had an interesting idea, but the ball did go foul. Anyway, Koenig working into the sixth inning. Thrown 86 pitches now, 53 strikes. Remember, he threw 108 last time. So, depending on how things go, he may be in there for a little longer. We'll see. The Aviators have action in the bullpen.
Jake LeMoyne getting loose. So it was Holmes earlier. Later in the game, they're getting LeMoyne active.
Strike one stretch. Koenig checks Dean off second and the pitch. Breaking ball inside. A slider at 83. Ready to check to swing. It's one ball to one strike. Defensive change. Stephen Vogt played five innings at first base. Departs. Jonah Bride moves from second base to first to replace him. And into the game at second, Nate Mondu, who will bat second where Vogt was. Vogt was 1-for-3 in the game. The 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball chopped to short. Right there is Machine. He's got it. Fires a perfect strike over to Bride. With a play in front of him, Austin Dean's got nowhere to go. He stays at second with a 1-out. Pareto for 3. The batter, Wyatt Matheson now.
And Jonah Bride, a super utility guy on a team chock full of super utility guys playing first base for the first time with the Aviators. Just added to the list. Wouldn't be surprised to see him in left at some point later.
Might be able to change your oil if you need to. Here's Matheson. He's walked and then flat out to center. Koenig approves of the sign offered by Shea Langeliers. The runner goes. The pitch is a strike. Go to third, and he is out at third. Langeliers threw a rocket to Matt Davidson, and Austin Dean is cut down. 2-5, and there are two outs with nobody on.
I'll tell you what, in a game where the offense has been limited for Sacramento, I'm all for testing a catcher every now and then. You don't test Shea Langeliers, and you don't give him the option to throw to third. 13th runner in 37 tries he's thrown out on the year now.
Strike. The count to Matheson is one ball and one strike. So Austin Dean got his fifth double of the year. He only had two steals this year. That's the second time he's been caught. Pitches up and away. Count to Matheson. The plate umpire, Austin Jones, saying that it's 1-2. We'll go with that. Isan Diaz on deck. Koenig uncoils, and here's his 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball up and away at 92. He got him. For Jared Koenig, his fifth strikeout. That puts the lid on the Sacramento sixth as he works around the double from Austin Dean with help from his battery mate, Shea Langeliers. No runs, one hit. No errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
The world's best pizza. And you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas.
Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Right, welcome back. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer here. Left-hander Adam Kolarik is throwing now in the Las Vegas bullpen. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Las Vegas leading 2-1. Tristan Beck facing Vimal Machin, opening up the Vegas sixth, and the pitch. Line drive in a right field, that's a base hit. First pitch, breaking ball at 84, and Vimal was right on it. He's 1-for-3. Ringing single brings up Jonah Bride. For the Aviators, that is their fifth hit. And their third hit off Marciano. Bride has popped out on that very nice play by the second baseman, Isan Diaz, racing out into shallow right center to make an over-the-shoulder catch. Then he struck out swinging on a fastball in the fourth. Beck stretches and delivers. Breaking ball in low at 78 miles an hour. Ball one on Jonah Bride. Machin at first. Just a couple of steps off the bag. Wyatt Matheson anchors the bag there. Outfield straight away for Bride. Here's the 1-0. Up and away. Throw to first base by the catcher, Genovese. And Machin just got back. So a pickoff attempt. And Vimal just got back before Matheson tagged him.
He was just getting a little bit too bouncy off the bag at first. And a great throw, better job by Vimal just to get that hand in on a hook slide out towards right field.
Here's the 2-0. Bride takes a breaking ball for a strike. 2-1 now. Bride began the game at second, now playing first with Vogt out of the game, and Nate Mondu occupying the number two slot in the order now. The stretch by Beck and the 2-1 pitch on the way. Bride waits. Here it comes. Fastball in there for a strike. It is 2-2. In that six-game series in Sacramento, early May, Beck made one start against the Aviators, had no decision, but they did score five earned runs off him in five and a third innings on seven hits, including a couple of homers. He walked two and struck out five. And Bride swings and misses, and he's out on strikes. So Jonah's 0-for-3. For Beck, five strikeouts now. Beck has gone 3 1/3 in relief of Joey Marciano. And with one out, here's Langeliers, who has doubled and scored, and he doubled against Marciano and grounded out to short against Beck. The stretch and the pitch. And that one cuts in low at 86 miles an hour. Ball one, it's 1-0.
This opener strategy, an interesting one for Sacramento today, as Beck has not been plagued by any injury. Marciano did a bang-up job, though, first two frames.
The 1-0. Ground ball in the left field, a base hit by Langeliers. So Shea finding his stroke again now that he's back home. And so Machin stops at second as Tom gets it back in. Langeliers now in the series is 5 out of 9. And here is Fernandez, who has walked and struck out. He's 0-for-1. The Aviators now trying to get something rolling in the sixth inning. First and second, one out for Fernandez.
Well, you and I had talked yesterday about the home-road splits for Langeliers on the year, and it's striking. He hits astronomically better here at Las Vegas Ballpark. It is a hitter's park, if you will, but just added to that with the 5-for-9 so far in the last 2 days alone.
Fernandez looks at an off-speed pitch for a strike at 79 miles an hour. It's 0-1.
Case in point, just to put a bow on that Langeliers offering, 333 hitter with 9 home runs at home. He's hitting just a .186 with a pair of long balls away from Las Vegas ballpark.
And that's the point that we've been making. 6,153, the paid crowd tonight. So similar to last, just a little less than last night. Beck motioning with his bare hand for the catcher Genovese to go through the signs again. Machin at second. Langeliers at first. One out. Bottom of the sixth. 2-1 Las Vegas. And that's a strike. 0-2 on Vince Fernandez. Now the 0-2 stretch. Beck delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Came down and away and got Vince to chase it. So two on, two out. And the batter is Dalton Kelly. 6 strikeouts for Beck. Kelly has an infield RBI single and a ground out. 1-2.
And for Kelly, he's hit both of them right to Matheson. So looking to either get it up in the air and maybe even go the opposite way. They're going to shift against him on the right, so all alone on the left is the third baseman, Padlo. Maybe something to keep an eye on if Kelly can get one of those hard Beck fastballs on the outside.
The pitch. That's in low. Ball one. 1-0 on Dalton Kelly. So Kolarik throwing in the bullpen. He's been throwing for several minutes now. So he may be in there in the seventh. This may be it for Koenig. Throwing 92 pitches. Here's the 1-0. Off-speed breaking ball, missing low at 76. It's 2-0 now.
And if it is the end of the line for Jared Koenig, what looked like it could have been a bumpy start really turned into a relatively productive one. Was able to labor through 6 innings, able to spread out just a couple of hits, including the home run.
Pitch outside, 3-0 on Kelly. And on deck, leadoff man Billy McKinney.
After a 33-pitch, 2 single first inning in which he stranded the bases loaded, just 2 hits against him. 1 additional base runner on a walk, and at one point, he's at 10 of 11 down to end the outing. So Koenig really got stronger as he went along, if indeed he is done.
Fastball outside, ball 4. Kelly draws a 4-pitch walk. That'll load the bases. Machin to third. Langeliers to second. That's the first walk issued by Beck. He's hit one man. Now the proverbial table is set, and the last time Billy McKinney batted with the bases loaded, we all know what happened. Grand slam with 1 out last night when the Aviators were down 7-3. They'd spent the entire night wasting a staggering number of chances. And McKinney gave everybody amnesia on that with 1 big swing. In Las Vegas won on 11 innings on the Dermis Garcia single. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit high and deep to left, but Tom appears to have it. He's waiting, backing up, makes the catch. Billy a little late on that pitch. First pitch fastball. And the Aviators are turned away in their half of the sixth. No runs, 2 hits, no errors. They leave 3 after 6. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
Strike 3, you're up.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Valley go to the seventh inning now. Russ Langer with you at Las Vegas Ballpark. Las Vegas clinging to a 2-1 lead. Another fine outing by Jared Koenig, who shook off a sluggish start and went six innings, allowing just one run earned on four hits. Walked two, struck out five, throwing 92 pitches. The new pitcher, Adam Kolarik. Kolarik was with the Aviators for part of last year and opened this year with the Aviators. And less than a week into the season, he was called up. Adam just got sent back down. 6'3", 215-pounder, 33 years old. He's from the Baltimore area. ...57 of Koenig's 92 pitches were strikes. 2-1 Las Vegas. Auto ball's been called on Kolarik for taking too much time before throwing his pitch to Diaz. So without one pitch, it's a 1-0 count. And the pitch is lifted foul to the left. That's out of play. A couple of rows behind the third base dugout. 1-1. Diaz struck out in both of his appearances against Koenig. Once swinging and once looking. Anyway, Kolarik, in his time with Oakland, was 0-1 with a 4.58 apparent, 4.58 earned a run average. 15 relief appearances. Pitch misses, and it's 2-1 now. Also sent here, Jake LeMoyne, who was throwing in the bullpen earlier, and starter Zach Logue. Here is the 2-1 to Diaz. Fastball hits him on the arm, and so Diaz is hurt. His helmet came flying off, and he's on the grass in first base foul territory. The 2-1 pitch just nailed him. And Diaz is going to get looked at now by the Rivercats athletic trainer who's out there. The batter will be Ricardo Genovese when play resumes. But Diaz, the Rivercats second baseman, got hit and is standing up, bending way over as the athletic trainer for Sacramento checks him, and Dave Brundage is there also. And third base coach Holbert Cabrera standing there also watching. Diaz, who was from Bayamon, Puerto Rico, 26 years old, was Marlins property, came over in a trade recently, about a month ago. He's crouching down, and they're still checking him. The area on his left arm looks like what they're looking at. Yeah, it's his left arm. He's going to leave the game. Isan Diaz will be lifted for pinch runner Jason Krizan. Krizan will run for Diaz over at first. And they'll have a new second baseman when the Aviators bat in the bottom of this inning, the seventh inning. 2-1 Las Vegas now. In the seventh, Las Vegas looking for their sixth straight win. And the Rivercats have lost 5 out of 6, but this is another razor close game, and the Aviators have been involved in a lot of close games. So Krizan at first, Kolarik stretches, and will pitch now to Ricardo Genovese. Pitches outside, ball one. Genovese has grounded out to third, and he has struck out. He's 0 for 2. Genovese hitting .255. Right-handed batter, open stance. Got that two-tone bat. Kolarik with the pitch. Little pop fly, shallow right. Mondu racing out, angling out, and makes a one-handed catch. McKinney was coming in, but that was Mondu's ball all the way. It wasn't up in the air that long. Nice play by Nate Mondu. One on, one out, and the left-handed hitting Sacramento left fielder Ka'ai Tom, who is 0 for 2, is up now. He's hit two sharply hit balls. Sharp ground ball gloved nicely by Stephen Vogt on a 3-1 put out in the second inning. Then he lined out to Fernandez in center field in the fourth. One on, one out, top of the seventh inning. Kolarik wearing his customary number 56. Stretches and throws. Fastball missing for ball one. 1-0 on Ka'ai Tom. Kolarik Clark got into a dozen games with Oakland last year, just nine innings. And with Vegas, he was 1-0 in 37 appearances, averaging about an inning per appearance at 6.75, the ERA. Breaking ball missing, it's 2-0 now. Kolarik out of a stretch, ready with the 2-0. Ground ball to short, grab there. It's Davidson to second for one, on to first, double play. Davidson, the third baseman, the ball was hit to the shortstop position, but because of the shift, it was Davidson going. It'll go 5-4-3. The double play ends the inning. In the seventh inning for Sacramento, zeros across against Adam Kolarik. We're in the seventh inning stretch, and the score, Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome back. All righty. Here we go. Bottom of the seventh, 2-1 Las Vegas. The Aviators coming to bat on the bottom of the seventh inning. Nate Mondew's first plate appearance. And Beck's fastball missing for ball one, 1-0. Nate Mondew hitting .278 with no homers so far this year. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Tristan Beck. Breaking ball. That's a call strike. Curveball at 77. Slipped in there. 1-1. So Vogt started at first base. Rehab assignment. Went 1-for-3. And Mondew up with Garcia on deck. There's a ground ball to second. Right there to grab it is Crezan, who throws him out. One out. Crezan just came into the game. He pinch ran for Isan Diaz when Diaz was hit by a pitch by Kolarik on the left arm. Crezan went into run form, and Crezan stays in the game at second base, replacing Diaz there. One out for Garcia. So far, so good for Beck. 4 1/3 shutout innings. But Las Vegas leads it 2-1. Here's Garcia. Swing and a miss, strike one. Dermeese, 0-for-3 in the game. Struck out against the starter Marciano. Against Beck, he's flied out and hit into a force play. Here's the 0-1. High foul, back into the play. Fastball jumped in there at 94. 0-2. Ted Wien's trivia question coming up. The wind, the 0-2 now. Swing and a miss. Slider got him. Two outs in the Vegas seventh inning, and the batter, Matt Davidson. That's seven strikeouts for Beck now. 4 2/3. Two outs for Davidson. Davidson was hit by a pitch in the second by Marciano. Hit by a pitch his next time up in the third by Beck. Then struck out trying to check his swing. He hits a liner to left field, but moving in to make the catch is Tom at crack bat line drive ends the inning. The Aviators go in order. 5 shutout innings of relief for Beck, but as we go to the 8th inning, the score remains Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. And we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Welcome back. All right, 8th inning now. Las Vegas leading 2-1. They've led 2-1 since the 3rd, and we're now in the 8th, still 2-1. Adam Kolarik went 1 inning, and relief has started Jared Koenig. No runs, no hits, and no walks or strikeouts. He hit one man. Now Jake LeMoyne comes in. LeMoyne will face the number 9 hitter, Archimedes Gamboa. Then the top of the order, Bryce Johnson and Kevin Padlo. Gamboa and Johnson are both switch hitters. Jake just came down from Oakland along with Adam Kolarik, who worked the 7th inning, as I said. And Zach Logue, who has not pitched yet since coming down. It's only the second game of the series. LeMoyne, 6'4", 225, 28 years old, out of Bridge City, Texas. Fastball is outside. Ball went at 94 miles an hour. 1-0. Castro gets up now in the Sacramento bullpen. 1-0 the count. LeMoyne, hard-throwing righty, sets and throws. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. 93 miles an hour. 1-1. Gamboa is 0-2. He's popped out to second and then drove in the right center. Vince Fernandez made a nice play. So Gamboa 0-2, those at bats against Koenig. The 1-1 from LeMoyne. Fastball swung on and missed at 94. Blew it right by him. And it's 1-2. So Kolarik and Logue and LeMoyne sent down, and Parker Markell and Sam Selman. Domingo Tapia were called up. Fastball's high. 2-2 now on Archimedes Gamboa, who's hitting 236. Jake set his 2-2. A soft liner that's going to plop in the center for a base hit. That was a good pitch. Some bad luck there for LeMoyne. And Gamboa hit it off the end of the bat. Just reached out, and that pitch outside. And just a little wiffle ball flare in the center for a base hit. So Gamboa put wood on the ball and got his hit. The time run is on for Bryce Johnson. Flied out, homered, and popped out. That's only the second Sacramento hit since the Johnson home run. Austin Dean had a double, but then was thrown out trying to steal third. Here's the pitch. That's down low, ball one. 1-0. Two runs, 6 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Sacramento, 1 run, 5 hits, and 1 error. Davidson playing to the right of second as part of the shift. Davidson, Mondu, and Bride all over there. Bride, of course, holding the runner on Gamboa. Machin is on the grass at third and tight. Johnson sometimes bunts. Hits a ground ball to first. And Bride steps on the bag and throws to second to Davidson. Now they got him trapped. Throw goes to Mondu, and Mondu now throws it, and now Bride, the ball is dropped by Davidson, and getting back to first safely is Archimedes Gamboa. The Aviators had him on a rundown, and they could not complete it, and that's it. Machin got involved too, and ultimately it was Davidson trying to tag him going by. Bride had it. Threw it to Davidson. Davidson faked and nearly had it. Threw it back to Mondu. Mondu tossed it to Machin, and Machin's toss to Davidson. Matt tried to catch the throw and tag him in one motion as he was going by, and the ball ended up on the ground. So Johnson is retired in the ground ball. There's a ground ball base hit now by Padlo, and it's picked up by McKinney, who fires it in. To second base is Gamboa. Now, the Rivercats have been given a gigantic opportunity. There should have been two outs and nobody on when Padlo hit that ball. They're giving the error to Bride. That's what they're saying. They're saying E3, but all right. Now the single by Padlo makes him 2-for-4. Gamboa, who again should have been out, is at second. Padlo at first. And now here's Dean, who's having a perfect night. A single, a walk, and a double. And then Lemoyne trying to get a ground ball at somebody now. And that pitch is a little bit low. Ball one. It is 1-0. Each team with six hits, each team with an error. And we'll see how big that error is. Again, Gamboa was hung out to dry, and the Aviators had him in a rundown and let him get away. Here's the 1-0. Way outside. Ball two. It's 2-0. So Koenig, Kolarik, and Lemoyne. And we're in the eighth inning. The stretch. Fastball. That's a strike. 95 miles an hour right down the middle. Two balls and one strike now. Lemoyne was called up on May 20th from Las Vegas to Oakland for his second stint for the A's this year. He allowed seven runs on seven hits and five innings and two relief appearances. And nine relief appearances overall in the big leagues. He's got a 7.71 ERA. Two balls and a strike. Infield poised, looking for two. The stretch. Lemoyne looks at second. Now comes home. Fastball at the knees. Good pitch. 94 miles an hour. Lemoyne made his pitch that time. Count now 2-2. Jake appeared in three games for Las Vegas before being called up. First was against Sacramento. He got a win in relief. He was 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA in just those three games. Two on, one out. Here's the 2-2. Fastball in there. Strike three call. Boy, Lemoyne, a little extra jalapeno on that one. 96 miles an hour. Big strikeout. They get Dean out for the first time. And with two outs, here's Pareda. Every once in a while, you hear players say, well, I got to pick up my teammate. Well, everybody in the ballpark knows that Gamboa should have been out on the rundown. But if Lemoyne can get Pareda, everybody can feel a little better about things. Rivercats, meanwhile, are thinking differently. 2-1 Vegas in the eighth inning. Two on, two out. Lemoyne's pitch. Fastball. That's a strike. 95 miles an hour. Knee high toward the outside. 0-1. Pareda tonight, DHing, hitting cleanup, is 0-for-3 against Koenig. He struck out, flied out, and grounded out. Gamboa at second. Padlo at first. 0-1. Here's a look by Lemoyne. Now he steps off and looks at second. No throw. Mondu was near the bag, but we'll regroup here. Fernandez is shoved way over toward right center, and McKinney is basically straight away in right. A big gap in left center. Dalton Kelly a little bit off the line, not too bad. Here's the 0-1. A dunker to shallow left center field, and there's nobody there. It parachutes in for a base hit, and the game is tied. Gamboa scores. And the game is now tied at two. Well, the pickoff and the rundown that wasn't turns out to be expensive for the Aviators. Pareda did not hit it hard, but I was just telling you about the outfield defense, and that would have been a tough play even with a conventional alignment. But the way they had it, there was no way they're going to get that ball. A little flare by Pareda plops in and drives in Gamboa. The run is unearned, but it's on the board. 2-2 score. Padlo went first to third on that. And here's Matheson, 0-2 with a walk. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Three hits in the inning. Nothing really hit all that hard, but they're finding little holes. And, of course, that Gamboa dead to rights and let him get away. Here's the 0-1. Fastball a little bit outside. Close at 95. 1-1. 2-2 score now. When the Aviators bat in the eighth inning, and again, they've done nothing against Tristan Beck, and there's nobody throwing, there's somebody up off the bench there. I don't see anybody throwing now. Pitch is foul back, 1-2. But whoever is in the game, they're going to face Vimal Machin, Jonah Bride, and Shea Langeliers, with Fernandez due up fourth. 1-2. So Des Moines now. Jake LeMoyne is going into full damage control mode now. Trying to get another strike or another out somehow from Matheson. Kervin Castro was throwing. We'll see if he comes into the game or not. Here's the 1-2 stretch by Jake LeMoyne. The pitch. Fastball. A little inside. Ball two. 2-2 on Wyatt Matheson hitting 155. Three homers and seven batted in. LeMoyne nods yes to Langeliers. Runners at the corners, two down. The 2-2 stretch in the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike three call. Beautiful pitch by LeMoyne. He gets two clutch strikeouts. And the Rivercats strand two. But they get an unearned run to tie the game on three hits. One big error and two left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at two.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, welcome back. We are here. Yeah, it's a 2-2 game. Last night was what Keith Jackson would have called a real barn burner out here. Oh, Nelly. And the Aviators ultimately prevailed in 11 innings, 8-7. This one, not quite that level of excitement, but a tight one. Certainly a nail biter. It's a 2-2 game now. Tristan Beck, regardless of the outcome, a really fine job in relief of Joey Marciano. Five shutout innings on four hits, and he came into the game with an ERA over 10. Walk one, hit a batter, struck out seven, and the hard-throwing righty Kervin Castro comes in to replace him now. Castro is 0-1 in a dozen games, his 6.75 ERA, 12 innings, 11 hits. He's given up one homer. The problem for Castro, 16 walks in 12 innings, and he struck out 14. So he's had all kinds of control trouble, but we'll see how he does here. And Castro, in the bottom of the eighth, will face Vimal Machin, Jonah Bride, and then Shea Langeliers. Castro pitched once against Las Vegas in Sacramento and walked three men and gave up a hit and gave up four runs earned. In fact, he gave up a home run. The pitch is a strike to Machin. Machin's hit into a forced play and scored, hit into another forced play and then singled. He's one for three. And Kervin Castro, scoreboard indicating that it's 0-2. Fastball's up and away at 93, ball one. One ball and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth, a 2-2 tie. The pitch. A chopper to the left side. Padlo grabs it, throws to first base high and late, and it's an infield single for Vimal Machin. Nice effort by Padlo and that big chopper, but that's a tough play for anybody. And he did what he could, but Machin well across the bag. Good play by Matheson to jump up and grab that ball. If he doesn't get it, Machin, the tie-breaking run, might very well beat at second base. So Castro greeted by the chopper by Machin with the infield hit. Each team now, we have an identical line score. Two runs, 7 hits, and one error for each team. Here's Bride. Popped out and struck out twice. The pitch. Fastball. A little bit high, ball one at 94. 1-0. Langeliers on deck. Castro out of a stretch. Off first base is Machin, held on by Matheson. Bride takes a breaking ball high. Ball two. 2-0. Bride off to a great start in his first week at AAA at 458. With a homer, 7 batted in. Hitless so far in this game. Machin off first. Big gaping hole on the right side of the infield. The pitch. And that breaking ball drops in for a strike at 82 miles an hour. Two balls and one strike is the count now. The native Oklahoman, Jonah Bride. 2-1. Castro a high set and delivers. Bride swings at an off-speed pitch and fouls it back out of play. 2-2. Castro with a new ball now. Machin, the tie-breaking run at first here in the bottom of the eighth inning, draws a throw, and he's back in. Ball rolls toward the right of the first baseman, Matheson, picked up by Krizan, and Machin holding at first base. Nearly a throwing error right there. Castro working in this series for the first time. Bride hits a drive in his center, and Johnson comes in and dives, and Johnson able to make a nice catch. And there's one out, and going back to first is Machin. So with one on and one out, here's Langeliers. Langeliers has doubled and scored. He's also grounded a short, and he's singled to left. He's 2-for-3. Castro, last time he pitched 4 days ago against Salt Lake, went a scoreless inning there. In his last four innings, given up one run while walking three. Here's the pitch to Langeliers at one on and one out. Castro throws. Breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. Shea, 2-for-3 in the series, 5 out of 9. Average up to 277. The Aviators home run leader with 11, RBI leader with 28. Machin at first, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. The stretch. Castro set and the 0-1 on the way. Langeliers swings at a fastball and fouls it back, and it's 0-2 now. Castro actually has a little bit of postseason experience with the Giants last year in the NLDS, an inning and a third scoreless for San Francisco. Here's the 0-2. Machin off first, the pitch. Way high, that breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. It's one ball and two strikes on Shea Langeliers. Last night when he had three hits, it was Shea's first multiple hit game since May 8th against, yep, Sacramento. Here's the 1-2 stretch by Castro in the pitch. Line drive foul outside third. It's near the Ted Wiens tarp and jumps up into the stands. Ball went whizzing by Fran Reardon over there. One ball and two strikes is the count. Aviators got their two in the second. They've been quiet since. Rivercats one in the third and one in the eighth to tie it up. Machine at first, one out. Here's the stretch again by Castro. And a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three and a breaking ball. Big strikeout there by Castro. Two outs. Now Langelier's two for four. And here's Fernandez. Walked and struck out twice. Nobody throwing in the Aviator bullpen, so the educated guess is that LeMoyne will work the ninth, but we'll see. Here's Fernandez. Outfield straight away. Breeze blowing out to right. And Machine, who opened the inning with a single, is still there with two down. The stretch by Castro. He's ready. And the pitch. Fastball is a little outside. Ball one at 94 miles an hour. One ball and no strikes is the count. Breaking ball. High drive in a center field and deep. Johnson going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it's gone! Vince Fernandez hits one to dead center, and the Aviators take a 4-2 lead with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. That ball nearly cleared the batter's eye. Hit the big giant emerald green wall out there to the right of the 415 side. So tonight's pregame guest, Vince Fernandez, belts one out to center field. And the Aviators are now leading 4-2. And the batter is Dalton Kelly, who was 1-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. He sends a high fly to left center. It's fairly deep, but it's playable. Johnson and Tom, it is Tom to reach and make the catch in left center field. And the inning is over. Two runs, two hits. The single by Machine and the long home run by Vince Fernandez to center field to break the 2-2 tie, his fourth homer of the year. And we go to the ninth inning, Las Vegas 4, Sacramento 2.
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
All right, welcome back. All of a sudden, the Aviators need three outs to go up 2-0 in this series and win their sixth straight game. Jake LeMoyne, who worked the eighth inning, gave up an unearned run, which tied it. Then Vince Fernandez, the Las Vegas center fielder, untied it. with a long home run to center. Jason Krzyzan will get his first at bat, leading off the ninth against LeMoyne. Fastball's outside, ball one. Krzyzan starts up at 191. He played last night. He was the DH and went 0 for 5. Here's the pitch. Fastball, a hard ground ball in the shallow right, juggled by Mondu, who stays with it and throws him out. Good play by Nate Mondu. A sharply hit ball. Because of the shift, he was playing several steps into shallow right, and he moved to his right, juggled it, but he barehanded it out of the air and threw a strike to Jonah Bride. Nice play by Nate Mondu, who began the game on the bench. Came in when Stephen Vogt came out of the game. One out, and here's the catcher, Ricardo Genovese. Genovese is grounded out, struck out, and popped out in this game. LeMoyne is in line for the win if he can hang on. The pitch is a breaking ball for ball one. It's 1-0. Into the game for defense now, now that we're in the ninth inning, is Nick Allen at shortstop, replacing Vimal Machin. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, foul back. One ball and one strike. Our Ted Wayne's trivia question was, which was the first major league team, what was the earliest, I should say, that any major league team cracked the 1 million attendance barrier? It happened in early June of 1981. Here's the 1-1, and LeMoyne's pitch is a fly ball to center. Here comes Fernandez. Vince picks it off, and there are two outs. And the Rivercats are down to the last out. That was the L.A. Dodgers in 1981. They played toward the end of May 10 straight home sellouts. And they cracked a million in only 22 dates. That's drawing some fans, folks. Of course, that was Fernando Mania, which didn't hurt then in 1981. All right, here's Tom. The last hope for Sacramento. Las Vegas leads 4-2 with two outs in the ninth inning. Tom has grounded out, lined out, and hit a double play. Hit the ball hard three times. Here's the pitch. High, fouled off to left, out of play. LeMoyne's 95-mile-an-hour fastball fouled off, strike one. Because of the shift, Nick Allen is the only infielder on the left side. Davidson, Mondu, and Bride are on the right side. And the outfield shifting him the opposite way. Left-handed batter, and Fernandez shifted toward left center. Kelly slightly toward the line. Fastball swung on and missed, 0-2. Fastball at 94. 0-2 to count. The 0-2 stretch by LeMoyne in the pitch. Fastball just missed. That was close. One ball and two strikes. Mentioned Dalton Kelly. It's actually Drew Jackson in left to finish up for defense. 1-2. That was a close 0-2 pitch. Here's the next one. Breaking ball low. Went with a slider. Ball two. 2-2 on Ka'ai Tom. Hitting 239. If he reaches Archimedes Gamboa, the switch hitting shortstop will be next. 4-2 Las Vegas. Two outs in the ninth. Scoreboard says make some noise. A lot of the fans are on their feet. LeMoyne squints in. Nods yes to Langoliers. He's ready. The 2-2 pitch. And it's on the way. Fastball a little high at 94. That was close. 3-2. LeMoyne has had an 0-2 close pitch for ball one. The 2-2 close pitch for 3-2 now. Tom waiting. Here's the look. The 3-2. Fastball low. Ball four. LeMoyne obviously frustrated. He had Tom 0-2 and he walked him. A couple of close pitches, but now the tying run is at the plate for Sacramento and the switch-hitting shortstop, Archimedes Gamboa, who has popped out, flied out, and then singled off LeMoyne in the eighth and scored on a base hit by Pareda. That was the run that tied the game in the eighth. So LeMoyne still needs one out. Tom at first. They're not going to hold him on. That run doesn't mean anything with two outs here in a two-run game. Fastball is inside, ball one. They're not going to bother to hold him, so Bride is behind him, playing deep at first. Mondu near the lip of the outfield grass playing him to pull. And third baseman Davidson playing 10 or 12 feet to the first base side of second. A couple of steps in from the outfield grass. Nick Allen all alone on the left side. The 1-0. Runner goes. The pitch is low. 2-0. And Tom takes second to remove the force play. And that's defensive indifference. 2-0 on Gamboa. Langoliers wisely goes out to talk to LeMoyne because this is the man that they want LeMoyne to get. Gamboa is hitting ninth. He's hitting .242. And on deck is the top hitter on the team who's already homer tonight, Bryce Johnson. Aviators get a righty up in the bullpen now. 2-0 on Archimedes Gamboa. LeMoyne looks in, okays the sign to Langoliers. And the 2-0 pitch. Here it comes. Fastball inside. And now he's missed with seven consecutive pitches. 3-0 on Gamboa. Grant Holmes throwing in the bullpen. And Tom, with nobody covering third because of the shift, just basically waltzes over to third base. So two defensive indifferences now. Here's the 3-0 to Gamboa. That's in there for a strike, 3-1, taking all the way. So Holmes throwing in the bullpen. And LeMoyne got the first two outs. He had an 0-2 count on Tom and walked him. Now it's 3-1 on Gamboa. Tom off third with two down. The 3-1 pitch. Fastball, high fly to left field. Backing up is Jackson. He's there. He's got it. And the Aviators hang on. And they win the game 4-2. And the Aviators have now won six straight, their longest winning streak of the year. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Greetings, mortals. I am Pointsephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
All right, welcome back. Right, we have the Las Vegas Aviators and everybody leaving the field right now, the fans filing out, and it's been a good time for the Aviators. And starting with the Tacoma series, when they won 4-5 plus a rainout, and they have won the first two here at home over the Rivercats. Las Vegas with their longest winning streak of the year. Now six games. They'll try for the seventh straight tomorrow night at 7:05 behind Adrian Martinez. And they are now seven games over .500 for the first time this year. But the Aviators will go to 28-21, four runs on eight hits and an error, leaving eight men on base. Sacramento's now lost six of the last seven. Their record is 22-28. And the Aviators have beaten Sacramento now 6 out of 8. Rivercats get 2 runs on 7 hits and 1 error, leaving 7 men on base. The winning pitcher, Jake LeMoyne, improves to 2-0. The loser, Kervin Castro, is 0-2. Vince Fernandez, game-winning home run. And that came with 2 outs in the 8th off Castro. And that's ended up to be the one that settled matters here. Fernandez, 4th home run of the year. The Rivercats had a solo home by Bryce Johnson in the 3rd inning. His second of the year off Jared Koenig, the only run that Koenig gave up in six innings. And the time of the game, 2 hours, 27 minutes, 6,153 sitting in to see it. And the Aviators win another close game. They've had a boatload of them in their first 49 games of 2022. And with the win, they stay half a game up on Salt Lake. Salt Lake won their game. We'll have all the scores in the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. On the postgame show, we'll also recap this game. And that's coming up right around the corner.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Say bye-bye, so long, and adios to aches and pains with a new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Only Tempur-Pedic has the incredibly adaptive material to give you the support no other mattress can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic sleep system and get up to a $300 gift when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. We have quick delivery and 72 months no-interest financing. Kiss those aches and pains goodbye at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, welcome back. The Aviators victorious tonight by a 4-2 count. Las Vegas scored first in the bottom of the second on a run-scoring infield single by Dalton Kelly and a pass ball, which scored Vimal Machin with starter Joey Marciano on the mound. One of the runs unearned, and Vegas led 2-0. In the third, Jared Koenig allowed a home run by Bryce Johnson and made it 2-1. But the pivotal inning for Koenig, interestingly, was the first, as he was a little shaky, two singles and a walk, and that elicited two things. A mound visit, a rare first-inning mound visit from pitching coach Steve Connolly, and Grant Holmes got up on the bullpen. Remember, Kana came in one of the best ERAs in the league at 2.3. As it turned out, his ERA would go down because he would settle in and pitch extremely well over six innings. But it was 2-1 Vegas after three. That 2-1 Vegas lead held up from the third all the way to the eighth inning. But the Rivercats scored an unearned run of their own. The Aviators were not able to make the play when they had Archimedes Gamboa in a rundown. And they paid the price for that when Paredes singled Gamboa in with a two-out base hit. That tied the game at two. But in the bottom of the eighth inning, with Kervin Castro on in relief for Sacramento, after Tristan Beck had gone five shutout innings in relief of Marciano, an infield hit by Machin opened the inning. Two outs later, up came Vince Fernandez. Pow! A home run over the fence in center, and that was the decider, 4-2. Jake LeMoyne, two innings to get his second win, coincidentally both of them against Sacramento this year. When we come back, I'll get some scores going for you next right after this.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Aviator One, ready to light up the sky with fireworks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, continue to do battle against the Sacramento Rivercats, the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Friday night, the sky will light up with a spectacular fireworks show presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. On Saturday night, get ready for summer with a free beach towel, courtesy of Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. And wrap up Sunday with a day game. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right. Hey, welcome back. All right, last of the fans exiting the ballpark here as the Aviators win their sixth consecutive game tonight. And again, a tight one. It was tied in the bottom of the eighth, and the Vince Fernandez two-run home run to dead center was the deciding factor in this one. As we look at the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard now, and we'll check scores in the Pacific Coast League first. Everything is final. Sugar Land beat Albuquerque 6-3. Round Rock playing at home shut out Oklahoma City. That was a 4-0 score in that one. Salt Lake built a 6-0 lead at home and had to hang on and beat El Paso by a score of 6-5. Tacoma beat Reno for the second straight night with home runs by Forrest Wall and Jared Kelnick and Andrew Knapp. So they won that ball game by a score of 6-5. Those were the other games played in the Pacific Coast League on this evening. As far as the big leagues are concerned, Cleveland shut out Kansas City 4-0. The Mets beat Washington 5-0. St. Louis defeated San Diego 5-2. The Marlins and Rockies, what a doubleheader. The Marlins scored 26 runs in the doubleheader and yet only split because they won the first game 14-1, piling up 21 hits. In the second game, the Marlins did just fine. They scored 12 more runs. Problem was, the Rockies scored 13 in a 10-inning game and got a split 13-12. So I think it's fair to say the folks at Coors Field got their money's worth in that twin bill. It was Houston over Oakland. That was a 5-4 final. Atlanta defeated the Diamondbacks 6-0. Phillies got by the Giants in Philly, a 6-5 final there. Baltimore beat Seattle 9-2. It was Toronto 7, the White Sox 3. Boston defeated the Reds at Fenway 7-1. Detroit shut out Minnesota 5-0. In 11 innings, Tampa defeated the Rangers in Texas 4-3. Also in 10 at Wrigley, the Cubs defeated Milwaukee 4-3. Pittsburgh beat the Dodgers. That was an 8-4 final. And the Angels at the Yankees rained out in New York. I'll be back with a final word from Las Vegas Ballpark next, right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Welcome back. All right. Final segment of the post-game show. And so we'll take a look at tomorrow night's game. That'll be game 3. And the Rivercats will be looking to get in the win column after losing two tough losses in the first two games here for them. And the Aviators will try for their seventh straight win. And it'll be a 7:05 game. $2 beers. Yeah, $2 will get you beers. Should be a pleasant, warm evening. Also, Jewish Heritage Night tomorrow for game 3, 7:05, 6:50 pregame on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. The pitching matchup is as follows. Adrian Martinez for Las Vegas, 1-2, the right-hander with a 6.17 ERA. And Martinez coming off a very strong game, a six-inning victory in Tacoma. And he's opposed by Sacramento left-hander Michael Plassmeyer, who's 0-6, a 7.29 ERA. Friday 7:05, Saturday 7:05, and the series wraps up Sunday, the last day game here at Las Vegas Ballpark for 2022. That'll be a 12:05 game on Sunday. And then Monday's a day off, and in the Round Rock Express will be here for three games beginning on Tuesday of next week. Want to thank Chris Chapman, my very outstanding producer back in the Lotus Studios, for his help with this one. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. In the meantime, for Matt and Everett, until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated Sacramento 4-2. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
150 and one. This is one for our Italian friends. Francisco Molinari, +300. Just kind of a vibe play. He's played well before. His odds are too big. In the matchups, John Rahm laying 60 cents over Cam Smith. I know it's juice, but you got to do it. Scheifele over Hovland, pick him. Hideki, +115 over Matthew Fitzpatrick, I think is a good dog play. And Sungjae Im laying 20 cents over Daniel Berger. First round leaders, Morency, Sungjae Im, 45. Joaquin Neiman, 50. Luke, what's on your list at 90-1? And big Bo Hostler, 120-1. There we go. That's the
Wow.
Mario.
Wow. That was unbelievable, Ben. I love how Golf Battle is so mellow and slow, and Cam just attacks that thing. Huh? That
was I do. Like 62 I eat it like chicken wings.